government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this is Webb Pierce. Now, speaking of gas for your car, well, you know, gas is gas anywhere you get it. What you're looking for is quick service and all those little extras that go with it. Now, my buddy here, he knows just where you can go to get that type of service. Go ahead, good buddy. Let him in on it.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square. The justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one-horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Got them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
A woman getting mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. The down on the interstate setting a trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, welcome to God's country, good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their cross with highway robbery in the name of the law. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. Shakedown crew, cut them, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blue. Cut them, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blue. Yeah, here they come.
Lick them, lick the boot. Here, here. Now I want you to lick them that way, lick them this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash.
Well, that's quite a remix with that old, Curless country music song up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com posted over the weekend. Big news developments, 9/11 conspiracy connection to D.C. Madam murder. Palfrey told former NSA official that call girls had picked up information concerning foreknowledge of attacks. Yeah, with the fuzzy old buzzards filling their craws, bragging late night to the girls, running their little operation there. We'll be going over that. And, yes, people asking me why on earth, how on earth did I get on television, Fox News of all places, with Geraldo Rivera. I'll tell you about that as well. Then we got a bunch of other just absolutely out of control news today. Three big guests, State Senator Karen Johnson from Arizona, been exposing the inside job nature of 9/11. Alan Stang, one of the great granddaddies of fighting the New World Order that's still alive out there and kicking. And you bet, for 2 hours again, Alan Watt, you want him, you've got him. Jam-packed Monday transmission. Strap yourselves in. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. We'll be right back. I'm gonna leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, when Alan Stang is on with us in the second hour today, I'll get more into the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder and how it's unraveling. And we'll also be taking your phone calls in the second, third, and fourth hour today. We do have Karen Johnson, State Senator, Arizona, exposing the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, popping in, coming up in about 30 minutes. But let me move quickly now with the news that I have in front of me that we need to cover. On the Deborah Jean Palfrey front, headline on PrisonPlanet.com, 9/11 conspiracy connection to D.C. Madam murder. Palfrey told former NSA official that call girls had picked up information concerning foreknowledge of attacks. Now, Palfrey did act like a spy, did behave like one, fit the MO completely, didn't embellish or add any info, in fact, was pretty close-lipped. But she did admit that she believed their operation was being used as a hunting ground to collect data on high-level military officers, members of the Congress, and others, and that unbeknownst to her, that info was being used to then blackmail them. Well, who knows if that's really the truth? I tend to not believe that. And what I do believe is what we're being told by Wayne Madsen, who, of course, was with Naval Intelligence, then an analyst with the National Security Agency, who runs WayneMadsenReport.com. He had met with her and her lawyer several times right before she died, just in the last month, when she was last in D.C. And she told him, she said, you know, this also could be about 9/11 and, quote, warnings beforehand. That was some of the chatter because these old guys, you know, like to brag, like to, you know, that's the M.O. They like to, when they get drunk or on drugs, to shoot their mouth off in front of these women, though most of these women were college students or college professors, which is why the M.O. of the girl she ran was not the normal bimbo M.O. These were girls there in Virginia, they're in McLean, Virginia, they're in Maryland, in and around the CIA, who were professors and people. Give me a break. They were spooks big time. And Palfrey basically admitted that here on air, and now we're hearing there's a 9/11 connection. Because, I mean, you can have thousands of visits by gay porn stars at midnight at the White House, and that gets swept under the rug. You can have, literally, it's what, it's about half the Homeland Security state heads have been caught engaging in pedophilia. You've got to be in that club to be part of that. So this just old-fashioned, the ones that happen to like women, like Cheney and McCain and Bill Clinton, I mean, this is not that big of a deal. In fact, it got to the point where Clinton doesn't even have to whack women anymore that speak up, because it's just so accepted, unless there was something else being covered up. But what we do know is that she told her landlord, this came out over the weekend, who she was friends with, well, by landlord, he managed the condos where she lived. She owned her condo, but she was making sure that her 6 years was paid. She was told she was going to be going, you know, on average getting about 6 years for the convictions that she got. In fact, that would be a steep sentence. The average would be about 2 years. So she was looking at about 6 years. She said, but there are guys following me. I've got this box of evidence to protect me. I think there's a contract out on me. At the end, she kind of started getting the idea, could feel the wings of the angel of death flapping about her head. She told her mother she wasn't going to kill herself, that she was going to fight. She was upbeat, tough as nails, operative big time, folks. It just goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on and on. A staple of intelligence is hookers. It is a staple. Because you can, again, compromise people, blackmail people, buy people. That's how they get close to you. Not just hookers, too. You know, super good-looking women popping out of the sky wanting to, you know, go have a cup of coffee with you. I'm told that happens to a lot of people who the government's trying to infiltrate. Not saying it's ever happened to me. But the point here is, watch your six, anybody out there from this. Now, that said, you need to go up to prisonplanet.com and read this story. We're going to be covering it more in detail in the second hour. I'll even get Alan Watt's take on it. Another question I've gotten, I mean, I've gotten hundreds of emails, hundreds of message board comments asking me, you know, how on earth did Geraldo Rivera have you on? Well, I can tell you quite a bit. I got a call Thursday when they murdered her, and we had our clips out on the web of past interviews with her saying, no, I'll never kill myself, I'll never commit suicide. And Fox News has set me up 6, 7, 8 times, I forget, for interviews and always canceled me. That's why when they called me last year and said, we want to fly to New York to be in a special, I said, no. And they said, please, we'll even pay you. And I said, no. And I said, because you canceled me every time, and I'm certainly not going to get on an airplane. I mean, I've been in the car going down to the satellite uplink here in Austin. You know, they always send a car to get you, so they have you in their clutches to make sure you get there on time. And then they've turned back and told me, oh, it's canceled. And I said, no. So I sent Kevin Smith, who was my producer about a year ago, I sent him, he got on a plane, flew there, and got there, and it really went on Fox. So I thought, well, so this time I said, okay, sure, I'll be there Saturday night if you want me. So they come pick me up at the office, drive down to Congress, go do the interview. Couldn't believe it. But they also told me, Geraldo's producer, oh, yeah, we know who you are. I said, you know who I am? I said, I got arrested 6 months ago bullhorning Geraldo. He was flipping us off. And he goes, I know, Geraldo knows who you are, and he wants to have you on. You're the guy that got the interview. And I said, come on, is this a sneak attack? And he said, no. Geraldo thinks it's suspicious. Well, then Geraldo went on Thursday night and said, Saturday I'll be covering this on Geraldo at Large, and there's some evidence that she was murdered. He goes on, agrees with me that she's probably murdered, calls for an investigation by the governor, has a former federal judge on, and a former federal prosecutor on, saying that they think she was murdered, and they all agree with me. he did intro it as I'm a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, there's this one guy who she supposedly called this crime writer. And she said, oh, I'll kill myself before I go to jail. So they did put some spin in the intro, but not in the main body of the 5 minute to 6 minute piece that we had. It was, well, it's part of two pieces, about 6 minutes. So you can go watch that up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, the YouTube clip of that. It's the whole two pieces together, the two segments. But some people are saying I shouldn't have gone on Fox. I've said I'll go anywhere, anytime, any place. And then when I refused to go on Fox a year ago, I got called a chicken. But that was after five, six times. I don't know. It was a bunch of times. Them canceling. I thought I'd fly there for no reason. I thought it was a sick Fox News joke. I didn't make Kevin go. I said, if you want to go, you can go. But I said, if not, it's canceled. He said, oh, no, I want to go. So I said, okay, go ahead and go then. And then he was on TV. And that was like a 10-minute segment, two segments. It was well worth it to go talk to, you know, 3 million people. That's about what their average viewership is. So, because, again, it was, I mean, should I have driven 15 minutes? Knowing they could cancel it, I was willing to do it. Should I have gone on? Of course I should have gone on. Judge the tree by its fruits. I went on the show, and we exposed that she was murdered. And believe me, I got chills up and down my spine when I was talking about it. I almost came out and said, Wayne Madsen says that she was servicing Dick Cheney and that her girls were servicing Dick Cheney and that Brandi Britton was. That's why they killed her, hung her, too, when women don't hang themselves. And I almost threw out the McCain thing. In fact, I was going to do it early on, but I decided to convince them first and go over all the admitted evidence. Then I was going to drop that bombshell there at the end, but the segment ended. But it's easy to talk the talk. If you walk the walk, I mean, have you gone on national television and said the government's killing people? Have you gone on CNN and said the government carried out 9/11? I mean, have you done that? Walk a mile in my shoes. Because people also email me saying, you should have said this, you should have said that. You try, when three people are interrupting you, to get anything out edgewise. I did, though, get it out, and I did a slam dunk. Thank God for the guidance. And this is serious business, but I'll tell you who's in danger, and it's Wayne Madsen. Because what he's saying checks out, and this time he named the lawyer. It was her civil forfeiture lawyer, and he named the dinners he had. And I believe him, and I could tell he was hesitating. I know how to gauge people. He was a little freaked out when I talked to him Sunday morning. And Madsen's for real, and my gut, my instincts tell me, you know, with the whole things. Well, he basically said it. He said, I'm good government, good section of the intelligence agencies trying to stop them from going completely wild and murdering everybody. And we know there are good islands, good pieces left in the government. And by good, they just don't want total murder, total third world country, total Iraq or Mexico. And he said that there are all these good, I mean, and there are. I mean, Bill Christensen was the CIA section chief, Berlin, Western Europe head office. And he comes out and says the government carried out the attacks. Bob Baer, top level black op field commander. Ray McGovern, chief briefer for Bush Sr. and Reagan, saying inside job, and the list goes on and on. German defense ministers, German intelligence heads, Italian intelligence head, Italian president, on and on and on, because they're freaked out, folks. This isn't just good old boys shipping in some heroin or cocaine, which is bad enough. This isn't just laundering money. I mean, the government now runs giant child kidnapping rings with Dyncorp and Halliburton, and it even comes out in the newspaper, and there's congressional hearings, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, they kidnap kids. What comes next with you people? I mean, is there nothing you don't do? Is there nothing you won't do? That's why there's so many people joining us in the government now, because they realize our government is run by a faction of people who are beyond evil. And they're reckless. Now, I'm going to come back and give you news you're not going to believe. This show is going to be completely jam-packed. This transmission is vital.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, here's some of the other news in front of us today. San Diego Federal Courthouse was sealed off yesterday after an explosion. San Diego Federal Courthouse is closed Monday today, so repairs can be made after a pipe bomb exploded early Sunday. The powerful blast that shattered a window. I love how they hype it. Wrecked the building's front entrance in the lobby area. An FBI spokesman said, fortunately, the explosion at Edward J. Schwartz Federal Courthouse, which occurred at 1:40 a.m., had no victims. Okay. We're doing an article on this. The Israelis, the British, and the U.S. have all been caught admittedly staging bombing attacks on their front doors many times in the past, and later admitting that they did it to, quote, increase security. The last time they admitted they did it was just a few years ago in London. The Israelis bombed their own embassy, they said, to make the British take their security more serious and give them more support in the street, more police. And notice this happened during a FEMA drill nationwide. It's ongoing from the 1st until the 8th. And they always bomb themselves during drills. That way, if the officer caught planting the bomb, BATF tends to be who they use to bomb things, at least with Oklahoma City. We know they trained with a Ryder truck a few months before, tested bombs out in the desert. Time and time again, they use BATF as their bomb people because they're one of the most criminal groups. Sometimes they use actual military assets who've been sheep-dipped into intelligence. But that's who I'd be looking at for these bombings, both in Times Square. I just go to who's done it in the same signature. Then they get to grandstand because there's no real terrorism. It doesn't exist. It's like a leprechaun or a unicorn or a chupacabra. It doesn't happen outside of people's imagination. At least in the West, there's a few real stabbings, real bombings in the Middle East. Most of those are provocateur, too. According to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, the Israelis admit they stage most of the attacks every time there's about to be a peace deal. No one ever really sees a suicide bomber. They just put a bomb on a bus and killed 50 people and then run around grandstanding. But, it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And, we got to give up our way of life. We got to give up all of our freedoms, give up all of our liberties. They're talking about cities all over the country buying billions of dollars of terror insurance, which is a payoff to the insurance companies for imaginary terror that'll never happen. And you're going to pay for that, taxpayers. Now, when somebody takes it out on a building, though, Larry Silverstein's bought the Sears Tower and taken out massive insurance. That does make it a target. County considers terror insurance. It's cheap compared to other coverage. Yeah, because it's imaginary. The actuaries on that are, I would imagine, the chances of an asteroid hitting. Along with the property, wind and liability insurance, Jackson County leaders will look Monday at terrorism insurance coverage on the county's 100 buildings. It's relatively cheap. We will definitely consider it, said Board of Supervisors President John McKay. It's cheaper than earthquake insurance. Yeah, because earthquakes actually happen, though not frequently in your area. Earthquake coverage was something the board kicked around before deciding not to sign on, because no matter how cheap it is, there needs to be a certain amount of risk to make it worthwhile, county leaders have said. But if something unforeseen happens and somewhere blew up the courthouse, who's going to pay for it? I said, you got to love this, man. You got to love it. You got to love it. You got to love them. By the way, a judge has ruled that coroners and medical doctors are not allowed to say that tasers kill people. That's right, judges now, they practice medicine, and you can't make stuff up like this. Judge rules for taser cause of death decisions. The judge decides, and tasers now said they will sue the hundreds of doctors and medical examiners who say that tasers cause heart attacks. Now, when one county, three people reportedly died after being tasered, of course, nothing to do with the taser, they were just tasered and died. And the judge has ordered, judge obviously in the hip pocket there, Taser International has fired a warning shot at medical examiners across the country. That's right. This is the new America where the judge says. So when your son or daughter or you die from a taser, and they've had a few cops die during taser test, taser didn't kill you. You're alive before they it's just incredible. Big federal report out, big international report admitting incubators are frying babies. I mean, literally more than half the kids that were in an incubator, open and shut test, it's hurting them bad. They're not going to stop. A judge will just say you're not allowed to stop. it's a new level of corruption. The Scottsdale-based stun gun manufacturer increasingly has targeted state and county medical examiners with lawsuits and lobbying efforts to reverse and prevent medical rulings that tasers contributed to someone's death. That's right. You don't like a ruling? Just sue them. I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Just finishing up my comment on this taser situation. You don't like what coroners and medical examiners and doctors are saying? You just sue them. Oh, you're saying my taser killed this guy. Oh, 3 people in the county died when they were tasered. It has nothing to do with that. No. See, they were struck by lightning right after being tasered. The lightning killed them. Not the 50,000 volts. So from now on, I guess if Vioxx killed people, I guess Vioxx would have just sued the medical examiners and doctors, and then Merck Pharmaceutical wouldn't have lost the lawsuit. Or I guess why not let's say an airbag doesn't deploy over and over again, and the different organizations that test that come out and say it's a bad airbag. Well, how about Ford just sue the airbag testers, and so they won't come out and say the airbag's bad? Or if somebody, this is just amazing. This is just amazing that doctors come out and say tasers are killing people, so the company sues them. This is the mafia America. This is how it operates. This is how it works. Now, shifting gears, she made attention the last few weeks when the local newspapers pretty much attacked her. Then she got an outpouring of support from all over the country. And she's State Senator Karen Johnson. And I appreciate the Senator coming on the show with us today for the next 25 minutes or so. She is, of course, based in Scottsdale, Arizona. She is a member of a lot of great organizations like Gun Owners of America, Arizona Right to Life, Concerned Women of America, Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, People for the USA, on and on and on. She is a mainline conservative, but she knows that 9/11 is very, very suspicious and has valiantly stood up and spoken out and joined Italian presidents, number three in the Blair government, a member of the cabinet, German defense ministers, CIA section chiefs. Now, the list is just unbelievable. The majority of victims' families, of course, believe that it's an inside job. We've interviewed the heads of those groups, like Bill Doyle and others. And so she joins a long line of valiant people in speaking out. And I appreciate you coming on, Senator Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Alex. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Senator Johnson, I mean, when did you first question the story? When did you first speak out? What woke you up to question the official fable? And, I mean, what was your awakening like? Or did you question it the first day or 5 years later? What happened?
You know, it's when I actually saw what was happening, because, of course, it was on television and we were able to see the second plane hit. Man, right away, I'm sorry, I've been a conspiratorist, I guess, for a long, long time, so I questioned immediately, what is going on here? Is this another false flag like the Reichstag? What's going on? And really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And as things proceeded, less and less answers were answered. I mean, questions were out there, and the government, of course, was not giving the right answers. So it didn't take very long at all to figure out that something was happening. And when they started out with Homeland Security, I mean, that was like a chill going up the back. I mean, I thought, hey, this is not a homeland. You know, we're not Nazi Germany. And then, you know, the Patriot Act was already written up and it was in the wings. So there was a lot of things to question.
Well, you were very astute to believe that elements of government could be involved from the start, because it would be obvious that the Arabs are going to get invaded. They're going to get attacked. They're going to get bombed. And that the military-industrial complex is going to get hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts a year, and liberties are going to be lost. And when the government wants that to begin with, they have the motive. What did you think when you saw the PNAC documents and the vice president saying we need a terrorist attack in America?
Oh, gosh. Alex, I mean, it's just goes so far back. You know, I'm not sure how much to really say here, but when you've got a cabal at the head of our country and has been there for years pulling the strings behind the scenes, I mean, whatever it takes to get what they want is what they do. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of into DVDs. I've certainly watched your Terror Storm and Endgame and Iraq for Sale and different things like that, which just are all parts of the puzzle that put everything together.
Well, you're absolutely right. When did you first start to speak up publicly?
Every chance I would get. Not too many people seem to want to listen, but there was not an occasion to speak kind of officially, if you would, about this particular issue until we had a piece of legislation come before the Senate here a couple of weeks ago that pertained to a monument that was being built on our, they call it the West Boland Plaza right there by the Capitol. And this monument had been built and put up on that plaza by a bunch of people individually, privately. In other words, the legislature did not fund it, et cetera. And what happened is the legislature decided to run a bill to remove some of the sayings on this particular 9/11 monument because they thought they were a little anti-American or they didn't agree with them. And they just assumed that all the conservatives would go along with doing that. Well, I didn't do that because it wasn't our purview to interfere, whether I liked it or not. It wasn't right for us to do that. And at that time,
so the legislature thought they could ban free speech?
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. I said, this has to do with your First Amendment rights. We did not, you know, put the monument up. We didn't pay for it. It was done by private individuals. And I'm not going to vote to tell them that they have to take some of these sayings off of there. And so there was a big controversy about that. And I voted no. And many of my conservative colleagues came over and said, you've got to change your vote. This is anti-American, you know, and on they went. But it was a matter of principle, and at the same time I was able to say that we still have so many unanswered questions about 9/11. You know, why would we be putting on or removing different sayings when we don't even have all the answers? And that's what kind of kicked things off.
Well, look at how it's been used to totally change our way of life. And then, if we're to believe them, that it's this outside threat, they've done everything to allow record numbers of foreigners to come in from the Middle East, to leave our borders open, our ports open, but then they're running random checkpoints in the heartland of the country, searching farmers, saying, well, it's because of 9/11. And creating all these new bureaucracies and regulations and local cameras that are federally funded to admittedly watch the locals. I mean, this is government's excuse, as their own memos admit. We have White House memos and others that say 9/11 has helped them silence political speech and take over domestically. And, I mean, I would imagine, Karen, just talking to you for the first time, I would imagine you sound pretty well informed that you knew about Oklahoma City being an inside job.
Oh my gosh. I mean, all the way from Ruby Ridge to Waco to Oklahoma City. I mean, there's such a string of things. Alex, I'm probably one of your biggest fans because it's so wonderful to find people on the internet and that do wonderful DVDs like you have that speak out and help inform people. And boy, we have shared those with many, many folks.
Now, I seem to remember, and it might have been you, I'm going from memory, like 6-7 years ago, right after the Patriot Act, there was somebody in government in Arizona who, it was a woman, who came out and said that if martial law is declared or gun confiscation begins, Arizona is going to secede. Was that you?
That was me. Oh, my gosh, I got excoriated for that. Yes, I absolutely. It was when Clinton, his last year in office, and I ran a bill that said, if in fact, you know, Clinton declares a national emergency and suspends the Constitution and goes ahead and tries to confiscate our guns, Arizona will secede from the Union.
Okay, so that happened right before Bush got in. And
right.
Now, people tried to laugh at that, but the preparations Clinton made, the executive orders, and I went to urban warfare drills, and I would imagine then, I'm guessing you probably saw that video, where the Marines were training for martial law.
Absolutely. Yes, I did see that.
Oh, good. And then I saw we had police chiefs on tape in San Antonio and other areas admitting they tried to bribe them. And then we had emergency managers on saying, yeah, they're getting ready for martial law. The point is, they've taken the safety off over a decade ago. Are they going to pull the trigger? We don't know, but we don't like having this gun put to our heads. So it was Police State 2000. That helped spur you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely it did. And, you know, we're in a situation here in Arizona that is just, it is so critical because we have a governor that is absolutely out of control. I mean, she has practically made a borderless situation between us and the state of Sonora. She signed agreements not only with Sonora, which is unconstitutional for her to do as a governor, but she signed also agreements with Chertoff to put us in this pilot program, you know, for the Real ID. And we're running bills to try to opt Arizona out of the Real ID, kind of like Montana has done with their governor up there. Wow, he was pretty bold.
It's fantastic with champions like he and, of course, what you're doing, Senator. Now, I remember going back about 7 years ago, Tucson having knock and talk where they come knock on the door, predominantly in middle class neighborhoods in the middle of the day, intimidating women to let them in to, quote, search and inspect guns. A, were you aware of that? And B, what can we do to stop that?
Wow, I was not aware of that, Alex. You know, I in Arizona, this is not even constitutional, but I'm complying. You have to have a CCW permit, you know, a concealed weapons carry permit to carry, and which I have had since the onset of that, because I carry with me everywhere. I carry into the Capitol, into my office in the Senate.
Good.
And there's been a lot of controversy about that. But there does happen to be another woman that's a Democrat that does the same thing, so they haven't been able to get on me too bad about it. But, boy, I did not know about any, you know, checking for guns in Tucson.
Well, have you heard of the latest, how they're doing it in Oakland, how they're doing it in Dallas, how they're doing it in D.C., Boston, where they come and ask to come in and inspect your guns or ask to see if you've got illegal guns? Well, my point is that actually started in Tucson and Dallas. First time I saw it on the radar was about 6-7 years ago. I'd have to pull the reports up. But look how far we've come with the Second Amendment. That it's weird that a state senator who's obviously under real threat by nuts and criminals, because that is who gets targeted, that it's weird that you would have a gun, but not that cops would have guns. That's how domesticated we've got. You know, these chicken-necked liberals, these domesticated slaves, they're not real liberals. They see a citizen with a gun and they cower in fear, but they see a guy in a black ski mask and a stormtrooper outfit and they feel safe. What happened to you, America? Your comments on that.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know, because I do know that we caused an extreme amount of controversy a little earlier this year in our legislative session. I tried to run a bill that would have allowed anybody that comes onto a school campus from, you know, kindergarten all the way up through the university level, if they had a CCW permit, to be able to carry that. Because, you know, right now our schools
absolutely
are gun-free zones, which is just an open invitation to all the nuts. And, oh, my gosh, you would have thought that I had started World War III. I mean, it was really something down here at the Capitol. People came unglued about that, and it got out of committee, but it never did get to the floor. We have very weak leadership in our Senate, and they would not bring the bill to the floor because many Republicans would have to vote for it if it got up on the board, but they didn't want to have to vote for it because it would have been tough for them on re-elections.
Well, Karen, you're just an amazing person, and I just want to thank you and praise you for all you've done. You've just had amazing courage. I'm sad to hear that you're going to be retiring from the Senate.
Oh, Alex, I appreciate that. You know, my husband and I have 11 children. We're expecting our 34th grandchild.
Wow.
I've got a lot of training and a lot of education to do with the kids. I mean, they're not where they need to be, and they're our future, and I feel like I've got a lot of work there. But 12 years in the legislature, I've run out of patience, Alex.
No, but that is, I totally understand. I mean, you're, I would imagine, a very powerful, very, assertive person, very just wonderful. So Big Mama needs to be there to make sure everybody grows up well. We need the matriarch.
That's very kind. well, we'll keep involved in every way we can. I do a lot of work in Eagle Forum out here in Arizona, and we have a lot of meetings, and we're trying to reach and educate a lot of people.
What are you hearing from fellow members of Eagle Forum when you come out and question the official fable?
I think there's a lot of the gals that are state chairmen, you know, that I work with, that probably have very strong feelings that way, too. And I'd like to see us get into a little bit more of that as an organization, and I hope that we'll do so. I mean, some of the ladies are a little bit tentative, but we're not that way out here. You won't find that in Nevada or Utah or Arizona or California. I mean, those Eagle Forum presidents in those states are pretty hardcore, Alex.
Well, that's what we need. In fact, I've talked to a lot of Eagle Forum women across the land, and you know, the stereotype is that it's liberals who believe 9/11 is an inside job. But no, I would say the most hardcore promoters of inside job information and false flag facts are the true conservatives of this country. I mean, how can the Free Republic crowd claim that they're conservative when they're supporting George Bush and carbon taxes and open borders and the rest of it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I guess, what are they call them neocons now or whatever, but I mean, it's just sickening. I mean, Fox News is, I've just never seen such a ridiculous network. All of it really is. It's the internet and programs like yourself and News with Views and, you know, little bit WorldNet Daily used to be better, but it still has some good things. But anyway, it's you've got to go out and seek the information because it's out there, and you can educate yourself if you truly have a desire to do so.
Folks, I give you out her congressional website. The easiest thing to do is just say Senator Karen Johnson, and it comes up. Where would you like to see the 9/11 investigation go? The UN's talking about an investigation now, and I think that's okay if it brings it out, but I don't want them to claim jurisdiction over this country. We need to have an investigation by the states, at the federal level. It is not the purview, I think, of the UN to have an investigation.
Oh, Alex, yeah, I agree with you. The UN, that just always gives me the willy-nillies. I would like to see, I guess, probably a grand jury, maybe a state grand jury that then could call for a federal grand jury investigation. I certainly don't want government appointees involved. I mean, we had enough of that, you know, with Keene and Hamilton and some of those folks that even now are questioning the information that they received. So I would hope that we could get some private individuals. Love to see some folks like the Jersey Girls, you know, able to do some things with the information they've been able to get.
Senator Karen Johnson, stay there. Final segment with this amazing hero, Senator Karen Johnson. Google that, or you can simply go to azleg.state.az.us. You can find her there. We'll be right back with Karen Johnson.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Appreciate Karen Johnson's continual service I thought it was her, but that was going back 8 years, who was fighting the martial law takeover. By the way, when they have curfews in major cities for adults, that's martial law. When the cops are coming to your door wanting to, quote, look for illegal guns, that's martial law without a warrant. When the police want to stop you and, quote, do a routine check, that's martial law. That means the Bill of Rights isn't in force. And I'm not against the police and military, but I am angry at how you're letting the globalists, these global corporations, take over our country. Karen, in the time we've got left, I mean, give me your thoughts on 9/11, any other points, I mean, whatever you think's most important.
Well, I just think that we've got just a monumental amount of questions out there that are unanswered. I've had some very nice visits with Professor Stephen Jones. I've tried to attend a lot of different conferences, like Dale Griffin was out here, and Stephen Jones, and there have been others that have come here to the Phoenix area, and they've been very, very well attended. I've been just really encouraged by it. It was standing room only. We had Ray McGovern here, several weeks ago, and it was in a huge church, and you could not even find a place to sit. So people are waking up. I really believe it now. Whether or not it's going to be in time or we can stop any of this, I don't know. But we've certainly got to try. I mean, that's our destiny. That's what we have to do. We have to get out and try to stop all of this and return our government back to what our founding fathers intended it to be. And that's my goal.
Well, I agree with you, and I want everybody to understand something. The left has woken up to government evil under Bush, but they need to know that Bush is just a puppet. And under Hillary or Obama, it's probably going to be the same or even worse. Each president gets worse because things are getting worse. The globalists are making their move. They're looting this country. And people need to understand this is a bipartisan New World Order. Can I get your take on that, Senator?
Oh, you hit it right on, hit the nail right on the head, Alex. By 2010 is when they plan to have us moved into this North American Union, you know, which is a European Union for us with Canada and Mexico and on and on. And as far as the Democrats and Republicans, I mean, there's times when I'm ashamed to even say I'm a Republican because of the connection with the Bushites and those people, the neocons that have been running things and destroying this country. But your Democrats are just as culpable. And I don't know why people think they have to choose between one or the other. I mean, we had a candidate. We had Dr. Ron Paul, a man that truly believes in this country and understands, you know, the Federal Reserve System, how bad it is, and on, the Constitution. And yet the people rejected that. I don't know whether it's because, of course, the controlled media never really got the information out the way it should have been. But we've just got to keep working at it.
I agree. Senator, can I keep you 5 more minutes or do you have to go?
Oh, sure. 5 more minutes is fine.
We got a 70-second break, and then we'll come back to you. But we've still got some time now. Ron Paul has won, though. I mean, he got the word out.
Yes.
Tens of millions woke up. I want the supporters to know that we've still had a big victory. Do you agree?
I do, definitely. Let me tell you, here in Arizona, I was the co-chairman for his campaign here in Arizona, and it was amazing, the response that we got from the people here. I mean, oh my goodness, we had him out here 3 or 4 different times in the early spring, and as once again, standing room only. But the people just, we had neighborhood meetings all over the place, and the homes were just packed, and it was very encouraging to see how strong the people felt about what was happening to this
country.
Stay
there. Stay there, Senator. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got State Senator Karen Johnson from Arizona, standing up against the New World Order for many years, about to retire. We commend her for all her ongoing work. In closing, in the 4.5 minutes we've got left, A, what do you think the globalists are going to do now that this is the biggest awakening? It's exponential. I can see that it's not going to stop. It's we've reached critical mass. It's an exponential chain reaction now. The New World Order is going to be more and more confronted. As they squeeze, the people now know it's the Federal Reserve engineering the economic problems. They now know that criminal elements of the government are behind terror attacks. They now know that parts of the federal government ship in the majority of narcotics. The people now know. What do you see the establishment doing to try to block that?
I guess through the media, they're doing everything they can, you know, to try to lull the people back to sleep again. Alex, the people just have to really, really be alert, and they've got to wake up, and they've got to keep doing what they're doing and pushing this back. You know, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid that you know, it could come to some very, very bad situations in this country where we're going to perhaps have to take up arms and defend ourselves. I hate to say that. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I think we need to be prepared because I'm very fearful in many ways of what's coming down the pike.
Oh, they're not going to stop pushing. I mean, if we wake up and now you've got the commission creeping away saying there was a cover-up, they know it's coming out. Europe, the UN's talking about it. The establishment knows that we know that they carried out the attacks, and I see them pulling anything. Bigger attacks, wars, and then I don't think that's going to work for them either. It's like they're a cornered creature, but they're a cornered creature that keeps on a-coming, so we have to keep fighting back. I agree. I see very serious times ahead. That's why the more people we wake up now, the better, because it'll just be over that much sooner. And I'm begging police and military and others to wake up and stand with the Republic and not with the counterfeit government. Senator Johnson, in closing, what were one or two of the big smoking guns, you know, not just the motive and the history of, you know, who's done it in the past, but what else about 9/11 made you question it?
Well, my gosh, when you saw Building 7 go down, I mean, everybody should have gone, what the hey is going on here? My goodness. You know, Building 7 that hardly had much of a fire in it. And, I mean, it was a demolition, I mean, that would have been apparent to just about anybody. But to have the two Twin Towers just pancake down, you know, right on top of each other like that, I mean, there's no way if you have a plane striking the buildings where it the least occurs, that is where you're going to see them leaning. And it would have fallen, you know, in a crazy manner, not just right down. I mean, it was very apparent, at least to me, that there had to be demolition or something went on in that building beyond the plane striking the building. That they never would have taken either one of those towers down by having a plane crash into them that way. So that was one of the big things. I mean, there's questions about Shanksville. There's questions about the Pentagon, you know, the calls, the cell phone calls that were supposedly made, you know, high up in the air on those planes, which were impossible at that time.
And then they try to abscond and say, oh, that was airphones. But no, they say they were independent, non-airphones. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just crazy. And then also the tapes of I'm trying to think, Muhammad was his last name, Khalil Sheikh Muhammad,
yes,
or whoever he was, that they arrested. And, I mean, they tortured the man. They actually had tapes of all of that. And the 9/11 commission was not allowed to see the tapes. They weren't allowed to even interrogate or talk to the interrogators of this Muhammad fella.
And now they're going to have a show trial. Now they're going to have a show trial, Senator.
But those were all destroyed. The tapes were destroyed. I mean, you know, what about that? What is going on here?
Just amazing.
Anyway.
Well, Senator, let me talk to you during the break and say bye to you. I want to invite you up for a full hour.
Bye-bye.
In the near future. Stay right there. We'll be right back to you. Stay there. All right, folks, we're coming back with Alan Stang. I'm going to go say bye to the Senator during the break. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, a couple months ago, I decided to have all the icons on the show. In fact, I'm trying to get Red Beckman back on. He's in really bad health. Father of the Fully Informed Jury Association. Really one of the big granddaddies of exposing the Federal Reserve. But Alan Stang, G. Edward Griffin. I mean, there's a few others, but Alan Stang will be joining us here in just a few minutes for the rest of the hour. We appreciate him coming on. We'll talk about the news, what's happening in the world with him. He is just an amazing writer, researcher, author, you name it. Before we go to Alan Stang, I want to encourage all the listeners to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, not only to get my book, Paul Watson's book in e-format, all 18 of my films in super high quality for download or streaming flash download, multiple formats, different speeds, super high quality, you know, down to low quality for those of you that are connecting via dial-up still. all of my weekly TV reports, and now the fourth hour every day, we go live with the video cams. We have a document cam. We do exclusive video feeds here for first time ever, clips of my films and extras, exclusives for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then we also, on top of that, take that hour-long piece from the fourth hour, and we take that and we post it within an hour or two on PrisonPlanet.tv for members, so you can go and watch that fourth hour of Overdrive how you want, where you want, when you want. Put it on your MP3 iPod, you know, video player, whatever. And so there's quite an archive of those in the last 3 weeks building up. And some days I go even more over and do more than 4 hours. Friday I did 5 hours and 15 minutes. I've done 5 hours and 50-something minutes before. And so PrisonPlanet.tv members get that added dimension of this being a TV show. Also, when I have guests every week in studio, not just in the fourth hour, but guests in studio in the first, second, or third hour, some days I'll do 4 hours of the show with the video cam on with our in-studio guest. And again, you being a PrisonPlanet.tv member allows us to do that. That's how we pay for the bandwidth. We used, just on video last month, 22 terabytes. Very expensive. So that's how we're able to do this, because of your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, get one today. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. You can also buy hard copies of all my films and the books and videos we carry at Infowars.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. And your purchases of the books and videos and materials like Washington, You're Fired, American Drug War that I consulted on, my films, PrisonPlanet.tv to see my films online, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com to order them all, not just my films, but other films we carry. Before we go to Alan Stang, I want to put this thought out and then get his take out of the gates on this. And that is that the globalists are into behavioral psychology. They admit they are. And they play out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps out on how societies operate, how, what people will do if A happens. They even have plans A, B, and C with different things that could happen, different domino effects that could develop, where they stage a terror attack here, a terror attack there. They get bigger and bigger. They take more of our liberties. They bomb the first World Trade Center attack. They bomb the Oklahoma City building. They carry out the 9/11 attacks. Then they launch wars that get us bankrupted. Then they come in with the banking takeover and give the Federal Reserve total governmental power. They set up a domestic police state, start pushing us around, framing us, taking our property, kidnapping our children, engaging in every form of wickedness you can imagine, tasering us, murdering us on a daily basis. And then we start fighting back. They're already geared up to fight the non-existent Al-Qaeda terrorist. They think we're going to fight back, so now they overnight say, no longer is Al-Qaeda wearing turbans. They're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. They're everywhere. Any misdemeanor is an act of terror. We're going to have random sweeps of the public. We're going to search your homes for guns. All crime is terror. And so they're geared up with millions of cops ready. But see, that's pretty sophisticated. The cops don't get that. That is in government documents. That is admitted. They're going to take the water districts, the schools, the roads, the pension funds. They admit they're taking it all. And the cops are standing there going, why does the public hate us so much? Why are they getting all geared up and angry? And then see, as more cops get killed, as people go off individually here and there and shoot them, and that's happening all the time now. It's usually an old World War II vet's the classic type. They pull an old World War II vet over. It's happened a couple times in Austin. They were trying to take one guy's property, so he shot the state police guy in the face. And he told them that the last time they pulled him over, he said, look, you're not getting my property. They were involved in it. State policeman was his next-door neighbor. And he said, don't pull me over again, son. The next time they did, it was over. And the guy said, hey, I'm 80-something years old. Go ahead and execute me. I don't care. You know, we don't want that to happen. But as that happens, the cops flip out more on the general public. They tase old women for asking questions, blind women in wheelchairs, throwing people in wheelchairs out, breaking their bones. It's all on video. And as that happens, the police get more compacted together. Their psychology is more against us. It's gang psychology. The more abusive you get, the more the public hates you, the more you believe what you're being told about how everybody hates you, you got to stick together. So that's how we're all being played together. Enough said. I have laid out that bit of the rant. Let's go ahead now and go to Alan Stang. The website is alanstang.com, spelled S-T-A-N-G, alanstang.com. Alan, thank you for coming on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You are quite a mind, quite a character, and I love your comment about smirk. Tell us a little bit about Alan Stang, and then you've got the floor. Tell us what you think is most important today, and then I'd like you to comment on what I was just saying.
Well, about me, I've been in the battle for America, Alex, for close on to 50 years. I started out working at NBC in New York, where I wrote a radio show. I worked at various 50,000-watt clear channel radio stations in New York. I was one of Mike Wallace's original writers. I wrote the show that sent Mike to CBS, to CBS News, and the show that has made him famous. I've written, I guess, about 17 books, I think, hundreds of magazine articles. I've lectured around the world, and of course, my pieces that I do regularly appear around the world on various sites. I couldn't tell you all. I don't know myself where they appear. They start out on my site. They appear on newswithviews.com, etherzone.com. Did I mention I've lectured around the world? And now what I think is most important, Alex, is what you were just talking about, pick one or two or three or a dozen or two, is the fact that the conspiracy for world government, fronted right now by El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, is conducting the dismemberment, the dismantlement, the abolition of the United States, and the imposition of a totalitarian socialist dictatorship on the people of our country, in which case our country would no longer exist. It would simply be a wide spot in the road and part of the new nation that they are imposing upon us as we talk about it, the merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And so this is what I believe is the most important aspect of what's going on. The main front in the war for the world, in the battle for America, is right here, not in Iraq, not in Afghanistan. Those are fronts in the war, but they are not the main front. The main front is right here in the United States, in Austin, and everywhere else.
That's right. We're the prize. If they can get this engine, they've won.
That's what it's all about, and that's why you see what is happening here. Most Americans, I find, Alex, do not have the experience of living in a country that is not governed by emergency. I've lived in a couple of other countries, and so I have a perspective that most Americans do not. We live in government by emergency, government dominated by the old Marxist technique of dialectical materialism, in which the conspiracy for world government controls both sides, and they manipulate us between those sides in the direction they want us to go. And so that is why so much of what you see is confusing if you do not understand dialectical materialism. But it is possible to live. I'm old enough to remember living in our own country when it was still the greatest country on earth before the constant application of the rule of emergency. You notice always there is some emergencies. There's a war on this. There's a war on that. There's a shooting war. There's a war on drugs. There's a war on obesity now. But in other countries, you can actually live day to day without this constant pressure of emergencies.
Well, I've talked to police and I've said, you know, we've got more people in prison than any other country. We've got 35% of the world's prison population, and we're only getting more. And they say, good, that means we fight crime. And I'm like, no, it means your bosses ship the drugs in and so that the dumb public takes the bait. You literally hunt us. And some cops still deny that their bosses bring the stuff in. But, I mean, that's one example how it's problem, reaction, solution. Explain the dialectic to people.
Well, the conspiracy for world government recognizes that it is going to meet opposition as they advance toward their goal of complete world totalitarian dictatorship. They're realists. They're practical. They know they're going to meet opposition. And so they've devised a technique to handle it. What they do is they create their own opposition that they can control and manage. And the way they do that is that they either infiltrate established organizations and take control of them and pervert them, or they create their own organizations out of whole cloth and run them as manipulated, managed opposition.
Stay there. Speaking of Mike Wallace, you know, he got beat up by the cops, and all the witnesses said they beat him up. They beat up an 89-year-old man, and Wallace says that's because America is down the tubes.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
I got a guy here in the office we're doing some work with, and he was telling me a story about his buddy, a Marine Corps sergeant, came back in front of all these witnesses. The cops were checking IDs on the side of the street. He said, hey, it's a free country. I'm going to show you my ID. They put him in a coma, and they found out those guys were all former military back from Iraq. They're on drugs. They're crazy. We're talking about, he mentioned Mike Wallace, so I Googled Mike Wallace. I was just thinking about Mike Wallace of CBS, 89 years old. And I remember when it came out, and I've got the news article here, he just questioned police harassing his driver. So they beat, you know, they manhandled him, beat him up a bit. And then the witnesses all said, yeah, Mr. Wallace didn't touch him. They tried to lie and claim that, but then they had witnesses. This is all part of it. I mean, this country is gone. A Bears football player, Cedric Benson, former top UT running back, was out on Lake Travis, and it said he refused a breathalyzer, so they arrested him. And then I saw the police photo. He's all beat up. I mean, this is the land of the free, home of the brave, Mr. Stang, where it's just crazy military goons running around beating us up. I mean, is that what freedom's about?
It's gone, Alex, pretty much gone. And the next step that I can see, I wish I did not believe this. I constantly try to convince myself otherwise. I can't do it. The next step is going to be the next provocation similar to 9/11, which will provide the excuse for the federal government, fronted by Jorge W. Bush, to impose martial law, total government control, total police control on the American people as the so-called solution to the problem that they will create themselves. I cannot see any other step coming than that. And, of course, that would be the penultimate step that would propel us into a total regional and then world government.
You don't think that they're going to pass the baton to a fresh runner like Obama or Hillary? We know they're gearing up the martial law grid, but you think they're going to try it when Bush is here?
Well, it's I don't know. It's possible. Bush could precipitate it for political reasons. For example, right now, aren't we reading that they are tightening up the border? They are doing something at last to prevent the illegal alien invasion that Bush has been running.
But they're not really doing it. They built like 50 miles, and the illegal
aliens
aliens are building it.
Right. They're not really doing it, but it has yielded. I just read this morning before we went on the air an Associated Press story that says they're tightening up at the border. All right, in preparation.
So they're acting like
right. It's a token. It's a token. It isn't a real exercise. It's a demonstration. It's a token, so that they can get these stories out of AP and the rest of the establishment press.
And you see that as a sign they're about to stage something, because now they're at least acting like they're doing something.
It's possible. But they could pass it along either to Hillary or to Obama or to McCain. All of these people are front men. So it really doesn't matter who does it. All of them are factotums of the conspiracy for world government. But what I'm saying is that Bush could precipitate it for political reasons. And of course, that wouldn't make any difference to the conspiracy for world government above all of them.
Let's expand on that. Give the definition for that dialectic.
The definition. Well,
I mean, earlier you said for those that don't understand what they're doing, don't understand the definition, give it to them.
Dialectical materialism is the Marxist tactic, the favorite Marxist tactic, in which Marxism, in which the conspiracy for world government at the top, uses both sides of every issue, creates its own opposition, infiltrates organizations that already exist and perverts them, or, if necessary, creates its own organizations that they can use and manipulate in order to regulate, manage their opposition. That they are very practical and realistic. They know they are going to meet opposition. And so the way they control
They create a false paradigm.
Exactly. Now, you can see that in the media, for example. You see, we have the communist media in our country. I call it the left communist media and the right communist media. So, for example, in the left communist media, you have the communist broadcasting system. You have the Communist News Network, for example. You have the National Bureau of Communism and so on. And then the right communist media would consist of Rush Limbaugh, would consist of Shallow Sean Hannatwit, Loopy Laura, people like that. That would be the right communist
media. Stay there. Let's talk more about this. Now, the CIA, some of their analysts early on, before they got taken over, admitted that that's what the communist model was. But again, it's the bankers creating the model, not really communists, where it's like The Sims or these games you play. Well, that's all the news and things are. It's all controlled. They have fake debates about fake issues amongst themselves while the real world goes on all around you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Alan Sting is our guest. AlanSting.com. Be with us for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit of the next. Then we got Alan Watt joining us for 2 hours. Let me give you a little update at the start of next hour about the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder. Yes, I was on Geraldo Rivera Saturday. Yes, it was bizarre to get a call and go on that show. But they had to agree that she's been murdered, and he called for an investigation by the governor of Florida. The problem is that's like going to Beelzebub and asking him to investigate Lucifer. It's the same entity. And that's how they do it. They give you false choices. It's like if they say, hey, you can take a drink out of any one of these 10 cups, but all 10 of them have cyanide in them. Doesn't matter. And they teach the cops their God. They teach the bureaucracies their God. They violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution in every way, every day, while they run around saying they're here to defend America and its liberty and freedom. Now, are all the police bad? No, but that's because they're individually good people. The system is bad. The system is rotten. And if you think it's bad to be the most imprisoned, most regulated population in the world, we're about to be the most taxed, most regulated, times 10, and they're going to create all these new bureaucracies as they're doing, all these new corps of non-governmental and governmental enforcers with tasers and guns, and basically they're going to show you. They're going to show you who's boss. And then as they destroy the economy, you'll only be able to have jobs with them. They'll need to work at prisons. People are going to support the prisons because it's their jobs. They're going to support the drug war and the environmental war. A battery in your backyard, piece of trash in your yard, months in prison, years in prison. I'm not kidding. You jump out of your car for 2 seconds to get mail out of your mailbox, 5 feet from your kid. Your kid's gone. You jump out with your kids in the car, 10 feet from your car, and throw money in the Salvation Army bucket. Your kids are gone. The guy at the ballpark gives you a hard lemonade when you ask for a lemonade. They admitted. They said, no, you ordered a lemonade. We accidentally gave him that, but we still took his kid because the kid took a drink. Their fault, don't matter. CPS took him. I mean, every control freak, every loser, every nobody, they could make it at an auto parts store. They couldn't make it cutting the grass at the golf course. I mean, they can't even do menial stuff. They couldn't make it as a dentist or as a doctor or as a school teacher. They can only make it as telling you what to do. And if you don't like it, they're into being tough. And tough means tasering you and beating you. And now they don't even cover it up. I mean, I remember that footage 2 weeks ago of that football player, no criminal record, wasn't one of the gangbanger types. They say, get out of your car. He gets out. They start yelling at him. He says, what's wrong, officer? In a nice voice, he puts his hands together and he says, please, everything's okay. Like he's talking to a child. And the cop shoves him and says, don't make fist at me. And he said, I didn't. He starts pleading again. Please, sir, please. So they taser him and then charge him. And it's all on video that they assaulted him and tased him. That isn't enough. You're getting charged with resisting. And again, I don't hate the police, but good Lord, that Fox News in Georgia would show it and say that the football player was bad when the video, it's like the Houston police kill this guy on video, and then they say he was bad, he reached for something, and he clearly didn't. Alan, I know you're on the show about the whole New World Order system, and I'm bringing up the police. It's just that it's getting crazier and crazier, and I can't drive anywhere now without seeing cops pull people over. They're just everywhere. And, I mean, I don't like this country. And I've been to third world nations, and I don't see this many cops, and they don't act like this. I mean, this country is really going down, and they're just hiring more and more of them, Alan.
You know, you remind me, for example, we lived in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, the police don't care what you do. I mean, as long as you don't do something crazy, commit some real crime, as long as you don't try to overthrow their government, they leave you alone. Now, it's true if you, I use the example, if you strangled your wife and hung her body on a rope outside the wall of your house, in a couple of weeks the police would come around very politely. They'd say, well, Senore, is there anything wrong here? Any problem? And you say, Well, I see you've got a woman hanging here by a rope outside. Is there any problem? But if you didn't do that, you would never hear from them. You would just live. So, when
exactly.
I was
a kid, I'm tired of hearing from you. I want to live my life. Get out of my business and stop passing more laws with your kangaroo legislatures to get in my business. I don't want to see you. I don't want to smell your bad breath, state trooper, like this one that had green teeth.
So the message that I think we should be delivering to your listeners here, Alex, is that if you are serious, ladies and gentlemen, when you say you're upset, when you hear what Alex tells you every day, you better get started doing something right now. As soon as the show ends, you better get busy, get cracking, get organized, and get moving, because if you don't, every day it's going to get harder and harder and harder to resist, and the result of this is going to be a situation that would make the total control of a Hitler or a Mao Zedong or a Stalin seem like a founding father liberty. Let me stop you.
The federal government, Al Gore, they're all creating multi-million and 10-million man tattletale youth armies, even with uniforms, to go around bossing us. And I got news for the system. This isn't Russia or China. There's still people. I mean, everybody I know is like not in a bragging way. I mean, they're actually got guns. They're oiling them. And I'm telling people, hold back. Don't do it. I don't think the establishment realizes it, that people are sick of it.
Now, you had a report just recently that I came across this morning. Someone sent it to me. In which you were talking with, Jack McLam, my old friend Jack McLam, about the fact that the conspiracy is now buying up the ammunition companies to control the ammunition, so you will not be able to get ammunition, and there already are ammunition shortages.
And it's real. It's real.
It's real. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe what Alex tells you every day, and I don't see how you cannot, because already you are experiencing this in your own private lives, you don't have to read about it. You don't have to hear about it on the radio. As you travel around, you can see that what he and I are telling you is true. You better get going right now. And how much longer are you going to let this continue before you will take the necessary action?
Well, listen, I mean, I've had state police pull me over who were nice. I've had a wreck before. A nice state trooper showed up who were fans of the show. But then on Highway 37, I got pulled over for going 6 miles over the speed limit. And they were waiting over a hill where you forget and let it go fast, even if, you know. And the guy comes over. His breath stinks. He's got a woman with him. And she starts looking at my kids and asking if they're my kids and what kind of seat they're in, like a hungry wolf. And I almost flipped out. I mean, I can't handle it anymore, folks. They look like criminals. This woman looked like scum. I mean, my instincts were, this is a bad person. And I just can't handle all these fruitcakes that are coming back from war, who got a problem, who are bullies, who want to have power, messing with me. And I just can't handle it, Stang.
Well, I appreciate your sentiment, and there are millions of people like us, you and me, around the country. And again, the thing is coming to a head. I suspect that they are trying to provoke violence in order to create the excuse that they would need. It's interesting to speculate, by the way, Alex, what would they do to provoke the incident or series of incidents that they would need to impose the martial law? One thing they could do, of course, would be a financial collapse, which is already in progress as we speak. Another thing would be food riots, which already are building around the world. The propaganda to support such a development is already well developed. Another thing they could do would be another terrorist incident like the one that they are implicated in on 9/11, some kind of a nuclear incident. My personal favorite is an epidemic, because with an epidemic you can't figure out yourself what happened. I mean, if somebody drops a bomb on you, you know you've been attacked. But with an epidemic, you know, people get sick without a conspiracy. You don't even know you're under attack.
They've also been killing all the microbiologists and key government weapons programs who could identify the signature of where it came from.
Exactly.
And by the way, cops, you're not going to, when you're dying from this, remember your bosses did it, not us. Go ahead.
So any one of these could be the incident that provokes the imposition of the martial law that's already been set in place through all of the legislation that they've set in place. The Patriot Act, that the congressmen were not allowed to read, Patriot Act 2, that they denied the existence of until it was exposed. Well, I guess you were one of the people who exposed the existence of Patriot Act 2.
And then they lied and said it didn't exist and then later admitted it. How many times have they been caught lying?
Yes,
I mean, this government is illegitimate. It's ridiculous we even have to say that. It's totally criminal, and they stage the terror attacks knowing we're waking up to enslave us. That's their excuse. That's their smokescreen to set it up.
And I will tell you, one of the biggest obstacles to the restoration of the Constitution and our freedoms, Alex, one of the biggest obstacles, maybe the biggest, is the Republican Party. Because the Republican Party poses as the institution, the entity that is, as you said during our conversation, that is defending our freedom, that is working for the Constitution, when in fact its main purpose today is to keep the lid on, to impose all of these totalitarian Nazi communist controls.
Yeah, that's it. All they do is act like they're fighting the liberals. And then just put out kind of a good fairy tale on issues that aren't important. They never get to the heart of the matter. It's all a big pipe dream. It's all a big distraction, all misdirection. And then I can't believe that Michelle Malkin and Free Republic and all these fake conservative sites, they go in there and really call us liberal and really say the NAU isn't real and really say there isn't gun control happening. I mean, how do their members not know that it's totally fake?
Because it's the Republican Party that keeps the lid on these zombie Republicans. And in this sense, it would be less dangerous for them. I know this sounds incredible, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this for the first time. It would be less dangerous to the country if Hillary or Obama were elected than if McCain were elected. Because typically, when one of these phony Republicans is elected, the people say, well, we finally won the battle, let's go fishing. And that allows the establishment to impose more and more of these totalitarian controls. While if a liberal Democrat is elected, why then you've got the Republicans up in arms, we've got to protect the Constitution. That doesn't
and
mean
by
that
the way, I literally want to go fishing, and I can't go fishing for 12, 15 years. But I understand why they want to believe the lie. You want to believe everything's okay, but it's not okay.
Well, of course, you don't want to believe this. I understand that. I sympathize with that sentiment. But if you do not face what you are looking at, if you do not face what's right in front of you, what you know is happening, ladies and gentlemen, you are literally going to be destroyed. I wish I were exaggerating. I'm not.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these globalists, they're not just running prostitutes and drugs and laundering money and inflating the currency to tens of trillions so they can buy up real infrastructure at our expense, leaving us holding the bill. I mean, there's no future financially. I mean, that's the best part of it. I mean, of all the horrible panopticon of bad things, Alan, as you know, that is the best. That, you know, that's the least worst here. I mean, the globalists really are eugenicists. They really do put cancer viruses in the vaccines. They really do put poison in our water. I mean, they really are the champions of evil. I mean, they are so evil, it's hard for me to even consciously grasp the admitted documents we have. I mean,
well,
go ahead.
That's one of the things they have going for them. You know, if you say, well, so-and-so is convicted of embezzlement. Well, all right, you wouldn't embezzle yourself, but it's a crime you can understand. It's within the realm of possible human experience. But when you hear that these people want to eliminate a few billion, not million, but a few billion people, exterminate them, this is something you cannot get your mind around. The bald fact is too unbelievable. And another aspect of this I think is worth mentioning is these people are almost universally charming. They are typical psychopaths. And so most of them are
silver-tongued.
Very
silver-tongued.
Take an example here. Everybody remembers Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy, I've investigated Ted Bundy a little bit. This is a man who killed, well, they never will know how many women he killed. They think, they know that he killed 30-some-odd women, but there are so many other women who disappeared that Ted Bundy may have killed. They will never be able to establish this. It was obviously many more women than 30.
He could even trick the judge to like him.
Exactly. Now, how could he do that? He would meet these women and they would go with him. Why? The man was apparently infinitely charming and was able to deceive these women into going off with him to a place where he could murder them. Well, thank God Ted Bundy didn't have any political aspirations. He could have wound up as Secretary of State, President, or...
Well, as you know, in advanced criminology and in advanced psychology, but in 101, when you look at psychopaths, they do seek the they call them the more intelligent, more dangerous type. And this is 101. It's a big secret. They seek law enforcement and government power. And that's where they are. And that's the thing. They own and run everything. They like to kill us. It's fun.
Now, take a look at... We saw Hillary lie baldly about running for cover under sniper fire. Notice her reaction when she's exposed. If you and I had told a lie so blatant and were caught, we would be mortified, humiliated, our faces would turn red. Her reaction is, well, yeah, you caught me. All right, on to the next lie. This is basically her reaction.
And the public is being acclimated to just accept evil from our government.
Exactly. We are being programmed to accept whatever the government does.
It's like the news last night. They admitted. They said, well, he didn't do a breathalyzer, so they pepper sprayed him and beat him up.
And they work.
But it's like, that's good. There's no law you've got to do their breathalyzer. We'll be right back. Stay there. It's just, I'm sick of it. Don't worry, though. You don't win. Your masters have implanted you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Live, got to have Alan Stang back again in the near future, having with us about 5 minutes of the next hour. And we're also going to be having Alan Watt on for 2 hours. Of course we're going into overdrive today. I might just go to 6 o'clock today. Let's go back to Alan Stang. Alan, you are such a treasure. During the break, I was just thinking again about how they keep calling us Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. This was Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. We did have the most patents, and we're the toughest, and we're the meanest, and other countries wrote books about us and agreed. Now we are hated, we're fat, we're unhealthy, we've got the lowest test scores, we have the most people in prison. I mean, I'm not on a high horse here. I'm fat and unhealthy. The point is that this is not freedom. Face-scanning cameras, you know, homeland security, overrun nation. I mean, we are now a globalist enclave. Alan Stang?
Let me make a point here. A crucially important element that we must mention here is the church. You have in these teams, they are training thousands of preachers to be part of these teams that will come down the street when you are taken away in the buses to the relocation camps, to calm you down, to make sure that that you do not react in any way, that you go along peaceably without protesting. I've actually seen, I'm sure you have too, Alex, but I think it's worth mentioning, I've actually seen them interviewing preachers who talk about the fact, yes, they are being trained to do this as part of these teams, and the preachers are quite that I've seen being interviewed are quite delighted with this role.
Then we have preachers all over the country, video of them saying, do what the government says, being a slave is good, let them take your children, let them take your guns, 26,000 of them. Used to, the truck drivers didn't like the police, now they've recruited 500,000 of them, just tattletales everywhere, quote, looking for terrorism, but
and
there is no...
Isn't this a hallmark of every totalitarian dictatorship? We know of Hitler, Stalin, Cuba, the Neighborhood Watch. You have spies in your block. Isn't this what we've been told for years is a hallmark of a totalitarian
Well, they've now federalized. They send out letters to all the Neighborhood Watches, and the people go, and they say, you're here to fight terror. Now let's get down to business. Does your neighbor have plants that look like this in their backyard? Do you see someone spanking your child? And the feds, they then call the police on them. It's literally turning them into spies. They just get them there under the name of terror. Then once they get there, they say, you're spying on your neighbor. We're fighting crime. Crime is terror. Go ahead.
Exactly. They have perverted all of these issues. And remember, it all started with the war on drugs. Most people forget that. Years ago.
In the 70s.
In the 70s, we were told we're fighting drugs for the children. Well, golly, if it's for the children, we have to do it. I mean, if you don't do this, you're against the children. So we were fighting drugs, we were told, and that led to all of these financial...
And again, the government had to fight drugs and knock out their competition to ensure they jacked up the price.
I used to think that we fought World War II because we hated fascism and Hitlerism, and now I find out, no, it's that we loved Hitlerism and fascism so much we wanted a monopoly.
No, that's it. Stay there, Alan Stang. We're going to do five more minutes with you. Got to have you back up on a routine basis, alansting.com. I'm Alex Jones. I'm going to give you an update after he leaves us on the murder of the D.C. madam. We're on the inside of that. And then we got Alan Watt joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alan Stang is our guest for the next 5 minutes. Alan, you've been on with us for about an hour, and the 5 minutes we've got left, I always like to ask a guest, what are other key points you want to make, other issues you want to impart to our worldwide audience?
One thing I think is very important to be aware of, ladies and gentlemen, is the only reason I see that we still have some viability, that we can fight back, that we can expose all this. The only reason that very encouragingly so many Americans are now waking up is the presence of the Internet. Without the Internet, there would be no Alex Jones. You never would have heard of him. The Internet is a tool, remember, that got out of control. It got out of the hands of the conspirators who devised it. It originally was intended to be a technique, a method of communicating among themselves, the universities, the government, the big institutions, the foundations. It got out of control. I believe they never expected that it could become what it has become, and so. It's now the only tool that we have to communicate to inform you about what's going on, and that tells me that the conspiracy for world government is going to do something to try to destroy it. I don't know yet what they will try to do. That there have been various techniques they've tried, but one thing that worries them, no doubt, is the fact that if they try to destroy the Internet, the many Internet experts, the so-called nerds around the country, who can hack the DOD website, they have broken into DOD. I'm sure that the conspirators are afraid of them, so they have a quandary that they have to solve. But this is something I think we should all be aware of, because if they destroy the Internet, you're not going to have any more Alex Jones. You're not going to have any more of these programs. Well, you wouldn't have an Alan Stang either, because right now all of my pieces appear regularly on the Internet. So I'm sure that they're going to do something to try to destroy it. And I would warn you, ladies and gentlemen, to be on a special alert for such an attempt. I have no doubt that it will come.
Well, I agree with you, and they admittedly have a plan to kill the web, and there are this new government report that was just put out, and there's a new book out where the head of the Kissinger group is bragging about how they're going to shut the web down and create world government. I mean, he doesn't even mince words. And they admit it's Internet 2. They're going to let the old Internet die, not upkeep it, not update it, and then force you on Internet 2 where you're track, trace, regulated, controlled, and where speech is controlled because it's, quote, private corporate. And, well, it's private. You don't have a right to free speech in a private area. So, see, it's that's what they do. They let us build something and pay for it with our tax money and our IP fees and our connection fees, and then they just take it away from us.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is what we need to be especially aware of, because, again, consider, ladies and gentlemen, you have no other way of finding out what's happening. You certainly can't depend on a shallow Sean Hannatwit to tell you what's happening. Have you ever heard him mention any of the things that we've discussed here in this hour, Alex and I? No. And you certainly cannot depend on the Communist Broadcasting System or the Communist News Network. This is the only way you have to find out what's going on.
Alan Stang, I salute you for your 50 years of diligent fight against the New World Order. The things you've done send ripples across time and space, and countless people that are awake today don't even know that they owe the fact that they're awake or still even have any freedom to people like you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alan Alan Wobbly with us for 2 hours. Oh, yeah, we're going into overdrive. We're going past 3 o'clock today, ladies and gentlemen, because I love talking to you. I love having guests on. I love taking phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for Alan Watt after he's on with us for an hour. Okay, I want to go over the basic facts of Deborah Jean Palfrey, but let's start with playing part of the newscast when I was live with Geraldo Rivera Saturday night. Here it is.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at Infowars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know? And she said, well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end. And I said, you've got to say who it was, or you're not safe. She said, listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered. So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself. This is on tape. Then you look at Brandi Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. madam said, and said, I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical. She was a professor. You know, she had a psychology degree. She was saying, this is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were, and then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you covered a lot of criminology. You know, women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself.
They take pills.
Exactly. And on top of it, in fact, 90% of women take pills. That's the way they do it. Now men shoot themselves and hang themselves. Now, on top of it, her mother said she was happy, saying she was going to fight it.
Alex, let me take a break. Stand by right there. I have Judge Pirro and Kim Guilfoyle also right back. Back left just a second before I continue our discussion on the death of Deborah Jean Palfrey, the so-called D.C. madam who the authorities say committed suicide, but some have doubts. Alex Jones, the popular radio host who interviewed Deborah Jean Palfrey, had been saying just before the commercial break that she, the D.C. madam, was a happy person. Why don't you finish that thought, Alex, and I'll get on to our other guests.
Well, Geraldo, it's just that she told her mother, she told the person that managed the condos where she lived, and she was friends with everybody, that she was going to go on and going to fight. Others that knew her said that she was going to write a book when she got out in about 6 to 7 months. Could have been as many as 70 months, but certainly not 50 years, as some were saying. And you have two women hanging themselves. I mean, this is ridiculous with these supposed, very wealthy, very powerful Johns. I think this is, quote, taking out the garbage, somebody trying to get rid of evidence.
I hear you.
And, you know, of an election year problem.
Okay, Alex Jones, Alex has a reputation sometimes of being, flamboyant in his opinions, let's say. I don't know that to be the case about you at all, Judge Jeanine Pirro or Kimberly Guilfoyle. What do you say, Judge?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, Geraldo, to interview Deborah Jean about a year ago, and I talked to her about Brandi Britton and her suicide. And what she said to me is, they don't just come and get you, they terrorize you. But she made it very clear that she was not made of that. And I agree with you, Alex.
Not made of that means
she was not suicidal. Right. Mm-hmm. She was a woman who had a very strong core. She was a fighter from the get-go. And one of the things she said to me, Geraldo, was that, look, this isn't about madams. This isn't about prostitution. This is about me. Suggesting that there was no government program to take down prostitutes. There was a program she believed to take her down. Think about it. You've got a top State Department official. You've got a military strategist, a United States senator. You've got all of these individuals, lobbyists, paying for prostitutes. At the same time, you've got the head of the Maryland State Police who's being indicted and convicted for using the executive protection unit to move the prostitutes around. You've got a federal prosecutor at that time who was murdered and who yet his case is unsolved. You've got all kinds of corruption going
on.
It's Jonathan Luna. And indeed, I have the book, The Midnight Ride of Jonathan Luna, for anyone interested. Everything raises a doubt.
Kimberly Guilfoyle,
yes,
host of the lineup.
As a former prosecutor, right away when I heard that this was an apparent suicide, I couldn't believe it. I was doubtful from the get-go. If I was a prosecutor on this case, I would make sure and investigate it very thoroughly. I think it's far too coincidental that the two women involved in this would both hang themselves. Right there, I think it gives cause for suspicion.
Why is the Justice Department sealing the names of the Johns when they could very easily be indicting them if they
did? Let me start this way. Alex, I want to thank you. Of course, you really have shined some important light on this case. I just want to say one thing here. I call on Governor Charlie Crist, who's a great guy, an honest guy, a straight shooter, to have his attorney general investigate the apparent suicide of Deborah Jean Palfrey, because if these three people are all agreed, and I tend to agree with them, this is too perfect, this is too stinky to pass the stink
test. There's more.
Alex, you've got to tell me another time because I got a million things to talk about on the show.
She was paid up 6 months. She wanted to make sure that her
good point. Investigate this. It does not.
All right, and then it ended with him calling the governor for an investigation. And I tried to throw in, and I messed up there at the end because they're interrupting. You know, it wasn't 6 months. She was paid up on her fees for 6 years. She told him, I'm paying up for 6 years. I'm going to be out in 6 years. I'm paying my fees for my condo. She didn't sign the condo over to her mother. She didn't make preparations for that. She was there to help her mother out financially. Hadn't even gotten those preparations completed yet. The only child, her mother ill, people made fun of Palfrey saying, oh, look, she's rich. Her mother's in a trailer. It was actually a pretty nice trailer in a pretty nice area. One of those double wides with a shed and the rest of it built onto it. Had a lot of folks live there because your house gets destroyed all the time from hurricanes. Why should you build something fancy? That's kind of something you see there in Florida. But I'm digressing. She was upbeat to her mother. She was saying she was going to appeal it. She was going to expose them. Her mother said that. A manager of the high-rise condos, I'm going to repeat, said she was being followed. She thought there was a contract hit out on her. Now, to be clear, off air with her during several interviews, I would say, listen, you better name names if it's Dick Cheney, like Wayne Madsen saying, this is dangerous. And she said, look, she goes, I know they're listening right now. I don't want any trouble. I just want to retire. This isn't fair what they're doing to me. I don't want to name names. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not going to stop because you know who they are. This is another person that just can't get through their head that they're going to kill you. People can't believe that they're going to be killed. People think they're bulletproof. You are not bulletproof. Believe me, I know I'm not bulletproof. When I tell a story about being stabbed or a story about somebody pulling a gun on me or a story about some guy at a party for no reason putting a knife up to my neck and saying he was going to kill me so hard blood was coming out, that isn't to act tough. That really happened. So I've been in a bad car wreck where you're all broke up, and you know I've been in a, you know, and I'm not even saying I'm a tough guy. The point is I know I'm fragile. I've seen friends die. I've seen other people die. I've seen people die on the side of the highway right in front of me. And I think the general public is delusional and doesn't realize how easy people break, how soon death comes to us all. It's kind of like Christmas time when you were a kid. You'd wait and wait and wait, and it would never come, and pretty soon it came. And then as you're an adult, decades just flash by. And that's how life is. You're going to wake up 90 years old on your deathbed. Or you're going to wake up in slow motion as a car runs a red light and T-bones you and kills you and your children in your car. Some of you out there listening. And so, people call me a conspiracy theorist. Why do we almost always get the big story and nobody else does in this movement? Well, I mean, I knew Deborah Jean Palfrey was big. They're in Virginia, in D.C., in Maryland, tied in. I know they don't raid these escort services unless there's some political reason. I knew it was hypocritical. When all these big names came out, I said, uh-oh, I better interview her. And so nobody else thought to ask her,
hey, don't you think they're going to kill you? I mean, I'm in the real world. That's why I asked her that. That's why I got the quotes. That's why I'm on the news. Because I know how things work. I'm realistic. I do think 3, 4, 5, 6 steps ahead. And I'm not even that smart. It's that I am thinking a few steps ahead. You can all do that too. Here's an example. I told people a decade ago that they take your blood at birth for an illegal federal database. It's mainstream news this weekend. Bush signs bill to take all newborn DNA at birth. Now, why are they doing that? Why did they pass a law saying he could NSA spy on people without warrants retroactively? Because he and others and the telecommunications companies were going to go to prison. And so they had to retroactively pass a law for crimes they committed. It's the same thing here. We, for a decade, have had congressmen on, experts on. We've called for lawsuits. Lawsuits have been started. Bush says, hey, I'll just sign a bill saying we take your blood at birth. Is that land of the free, home of the brave? And by the way, it goes into Homeland Security. Health Council, Ron Paul warned new law could pave the way for national DNA database. Pave the way? We've had one for 35 years. That's why I'm always ahead of the curve. Because I'm not reading conspiracy websites, folks. I'm reading think tank documents. I'm reading university studies. I'm in source documents. I spend about 4 hours a day doing it. I'm addicted to it. And I know exactly what they're going to do. I know they've implanted you with cancer. Okay?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, for the next 2 hours. We've got Alan Watt, researcher, author, musician. We're honored to have him on with us today. I had a lot of news items I want to bring up to him. But before we do that, let's just ask him in this short segment what he'd like to talk about in the next 2 hours with us today. Alan Watt, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, yeah.
What is most on your mind today? What do you want to break down for my audience today? I mean, I want to get into the behavioral psychologists, the false paradigm, the reality we're in, how to break out of that, solutions for people to deprogram themselves, where you see things going in the next step in their phase. I mean, those are some of the issues I want to raise, but what do you think is most important to talk about today, Alan Watt?
I think it's the even bigger picture, because while all of this is going on, all of this is really happening, and society has been altered drastically quickly in so many areas, all of its facets, in fact, that make up culture, even global society. You're finding they're rushing ahead with the genetic research, which is all to do with the old plan of perfecting society the way they want it perfected, meaning to bring in a good class of servant slaves.
Playing God. So they're already talking about designer babies. They're already looking at the genetics and having social workers putting two-year-olds for at least 3 years in England and Canada on databases. A crime because of your genetics, made-up quackery as they play God.
Yes, and even Bush and the rest of them have signed bills for all newborn babies to have their DNA collected at birth. And this has nothing to do with the health of those children as the parents see it. It's to see if you carry what they call recessive genes, genes which are throwbacks to previous racial mixtures and so on.
And, of course, you weren't listening earlier, were you?
No.
I didn't think you were. We're always on the same page, it seems. I was covering how Bush signed bill to take all newborns' DNA. Now, they admit this program's been really going on for 35 years. They're just now having to do this because it got exposed and they were being sued, so he's retroactively trying to give them liability protection. But they admit, and I've spent days reading, University of Texas runs it in the U.S. They have universities globally doing it in each country. And they admit in there that it's used for Homeland Security and criminal database. Yep. It's used for genetic engineering, and it's given to the insurance companies your complete map. And they admitted that they are looking for certain key racial traits, just like the Human Genome Project is run by the eugenicists for making race-specific bioweapons to kill some of us, but also to use traits for the elite in their life extension.
Well, there's no doubt about this. This goes all the way back to the 1800s when they set up the first censorship or census collection databases with the Carnegie Institute and the backing of Congress. And Charles Davenport was behind that in 1890. And they wanted from then on everyone to have an 11-digit number so they could track you down through your family history, follow your offspring, and collect the medical data. That was the most important stuff they wanted, all medical data to do with what problems you carried in your genes. And this is still going on today. This is an old, old plan run by the same big foundations in cahoots with the global elitists.
But and now it's 2008, and we're going to get to see it come to fruition.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. And they're also talking now about creating the new chimeras. Even the Catholic Church has got into it on behalf of the scientists, strangely enough, if you look at it from a different perspective. And they say that anyone with a part human gene in them, any creature at all, is therefore human in all full respects. That's exactly what the scientists want.
Stay there, Alan Watt. For listeners that are listening on the InfoWars.com streams, we're going to continue the discussion. For everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Watt is our guest for the next hour and 50 minutes. Very honored to have him. Give out his website and other contact points throughout the hours. Alan, I want to get into the whole genetic engineering angle and how they're playing God. But first, I want to make the statement that driving to work, you look at the people acting more sheepish, acting more and more stupid, looking more and more dull. Don't even talk to their neighbors. Don't talk to each other. They don't really interact. They simply, as spectators, watch television. The language being reduced, everyone being dumbed down, the test scores dropping and dropping by design in their own declassified documents. And so the elites say, see, they're all a bunch of dumb animals. They deserve to die. They say it's prima facie evidence that the population deserves to be reduced and exterminated and culled because they, if they were the fittest, they would be fighting back or at least joining the elite. But when you really study the global elite, they actually say they want to catch people at birth and use genetic screening to target what they call kind of rogue elites. It's evil enough to say they want to dumb everybody down and enslave them and kill them because that's what they're doing for the species. But it's even worse when you really find out they're trying to mutate humanity, dumb humanity down, and that they have accentuated and created a feedback loop to really turn the public into these self-propelled stomachs that literally can hardly think or talk. So it's so diabolical, and I want the public to know from all the gauges I have, we're just 5-10 years off, maybe even closer at current growth, of them releasing the mass bioplagues. They've just got to have a few more staged events to fully get us locked down, and then they can really start the job of culling 85 to 90% of us, depending on which globalist document you see. And they've done everything else they said they would do. That's the thing. We're not saying this for effect here. They really are going to do this. And they really are going to carry this out. They really are going to kill most of you listening right now. They're saying it. They're not joking. They have to be taken serious. Alan Watt, your comments on that subject, then back into their main push, genetic engineering.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Even to do with their ideas that came out with in the 1800s, and you had Galton in England, and you had Davenport in the U.S., backed by the Carnegie Institute and the Congress at the time. They set up this whole eugenics experiment at Cold Springs Harbor, and they called it for the Station for Experimental Evolution. It's a major tenet of their belief system is evolution, and they had already come to believe at the top that some big leap forward had occurred in the past, and that they, being the elite of the day, were the natural products of that, and everything else beneath them was an inferior type of human.
And now we've seen all the headlines. We've seen BBC and Reuters showing the superhuman and the subway dwarf goblin. They're now saying, and the joke is, they're now saying we're the subway dwarf goblin, and we do kind of look like that and act like that.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And they said that, and this is another basic part of their whole philosophy, is that you can't breed people up from the bottom. They'll bring the top down if you try to mix genes with the so-called better class and inferior class. And therefore, their whole idea, as far back as the 1800s, was to gradually eliminate the bottom class. And then through understanding what became to be known as genetics, they would create a new type of slaves to serve them. But they also knew, and Lord Bertrand Russell stated this, that they'd have to catch children at school, young men, very early on, who had leadership abilities and intellect, but whom they knew because of the genetic lineages and by studying the parents and grandparents and personality types, they knew they wouldn't conform and serve the elite. They could rebel against them, and therefore they'd have to pick them out. And if necessary, they'd have to eliminate them.
And by the way, that is in hundreds of government PhD documents. And let me give sources now. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, of course, worked at the Department of Education, highest levels. He's written several books on the subject. The number two at Department of Education in the 80s, Charlotte Iserby, whose dad was Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, East Coast elite. They brought her in, and she'd been in the Foreign Service, and they put her in charge and said, okay. And she has a phone book-sized book that we sell, by the way, at InfoWars.com, where they said they are meant to dumb everybody down further, but also single out the leadership males, put them on drugs to brain damage them, but then take some select ones and make sure they're recruited into elite circles. So that's official U.S. government policy.
Yeah,
that's why your little boys are. That's why your boys are targeted. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bertrand Russell stated that in the 50s and 60s. He said that the ones they couldn't sway over who'd accept the scholarships and serve them would have to be literally be eliminated, destroyed. But also the alternative was to, as you say, get them on drugs, which would alter their brain patterns. And we know that Ritalin and all the rest of it shrinks the brain, gives them tremendous problems. And it's primarily young men, young males, who are picked out for this.
Yeah, little do they know that their DNA has already been tested by the government decades ago. They're already in a file. Everything they're doing is being tracked. And then they make sure they destroy you. And that's all official. That's your loving government helping you, you know, running checkpoints to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Let's get into the genetic engineering, because this is important. For those that don't know, a decade ago, the major scientific papers reported, I remember reading them, that they had human, bovine, human cow, cross species creatures, but they would kill them in the embryonic phase. They had humanzees. Then the Washington Post 5 years ago reported that Latin American countries do have laboratories with humanzees, half human or part human, part chimpanzee. And then now they admit that human genes are put in the food we eat, insect genes, part spider, part goat. That's been around for 20 years. Remote control cockroaches, robo rat. That's what they've told us about. And now they're just now introducing it to the public, which means we're even more advanced. So, Alan Watt, break down what we know they've got, then what your sources have told you they really do have, and then why they're hoarding this for themselves.
Yeah, they do have a breed, basically. They can bring on at any time they want a new breed of servant class. And I often wonder if they've not already introduced them to some higher levels of bureaucracies, to be honest with you. Perfect servants who will not question whatever they're told to do. They have no human qualms about things, but they still have built-in fail-safes to serve their masters. It's almost like breeding psychopaths with fail-safes in them, to serve the master. That's the only difference between them, really, and their creators, you might say, the elite who already do exist. These psychopaths can cooperate at the top because they're all in the same group.
Well, they don't even need to produce those, though we know there's been programs to produce the super soldier. They just put 100% of the troops in, and they know about 30% are going to come back with psychopathic breaks, who already had sociopathic, sadistic tendencies, who have now been perfected into a psychopath. Or they can find the one psychopath out of 100 that already exists, but they already have ways to produce them, and then they put them into law enforcement.
Yeah, well, they've already started up a school. I think it's in Delaware. It just got the go-ahead to go ahead for the first time under Homeland Security, and it's going to be school to work. The only difference being that they're going to train children from school to be going into SWAT teams, some to go into the military, some
to
special forces.
Oh, yeah, all over the country they already have that. They call it law enforcement, 6th, 7th grade. They write tattletale reports on their parents. I have video of it in my films. Road to Tyranny, that's almost 7 years old, and yeah, right here in Austin. But go ahead.
Yeah, so they're rushing ahead with this to create a new society while the adults play themselves and entertain themselves and are distracted by trivia. And these characters, remember, work intergenerationally. We are short-term thinkers and planners. We think in one lifespan only, and we don't realize that these characters will go through three generations, if four or more, however long it takes to achieve their objectives. And they have big foundations which outlive all of them. and they can keep going intergenerationally and complete their part in an agenda. It's that simple. They've been doing this for centuries.
Well, if you look at who is in the 3,000 CFR that really runs this country, they're all grandsons or great-grandsons under, you know, the other family name of the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Astors. Take Tucker Carlson, take Anderson Cooper. He's an Astor, the heir to the billions. If you look at who runs the UT, CIA recruiting, who openly writes articles in the paper saying get rid of all freedom in America. Mr. Bobbitt is the nephew of LBJ. I mean, literally, it is just a few families.
It's family dynasties, and it's been that way for a long, long time. And it's the same in every other country in Europe, too, by the way. You'll find they're all interrelated. These characters have been selecting their mates for centuries or having them done for them, and they're making up purely for their offspring and for their background heritage.
But really, it's giving them health problems and not even advanced intelligence a lot of the time. What it's actually making them do is as we saw with the Pharaohs and the Caesars, is that they're psychopaths. Interbreeding causes all sorts of mental illness.
Yeah, and psychopathy is an interesting topic because it isn't a normal mental illness as such. It's like Plato said thousands of years ago, speaking on behalf of the psychopaths of that day. He said that he, being a member of the aristocracy, had been specially bred, as all aristocracy was specially bred. And he said, just like animals, domesticated animals, you can breed equality in or out. And for those who rule over the lesser people, you don't want to breed in someone that with emotional tendencies. So you breed out the emotional tendencies, and you end up with these very very cold and calculating and cunning people, but they have no human empathy for others around them.
But I also notice the type who, they're very cold-blooded, they're very neurotic, they're very obsessive-compulsive. You know, reading about David Rockefeller, Prince Philip, all of them even being around really wealthy, and I mean really wealthy people, is that the yard's got to be cut right, every light bulb's got to be in, the bank account's got to be perfect, and it is that attention to detail and complex things that allows them to maintain control, but they also enjoy the cold crushing of beauty. They are very envious of beautiful young people, they are very jealous of happy independent people. They have a real pleasure in murdering masses of people. It's a power trip.
It's a power thing, and that control, even that obsessional control you mentioned in compulsive behavior, is part of control. Anything at all, even something in a house that's out of place or a picture that's kind of squint on the wall, will distract them, and they have to have it rectified because everything must be correct, as they'll say. What they really mean is everything must be in order.
And they're also breeding that neuroses into their minions, the police and bureaucrats, where, you're at the baseball game, you ordered lemonade for your son, we brought you a hard lemonade, but it looks like a lemonade bottle, he takes a drink, we instantly take your kid, your life's over, and we say, we know you did it on accident, the order must be followed. So you didn't instantly comply with me, I'm going to put you in a coma now, I'm going to beat your head in.
Yes, I mean, it really is getting to that stage where you're stopped for just about anything. I was stopped in town a few weeks ago. I was tailed through town, actually, and then stopped eventually on a pretext, of course, that I'd flicked a cigarette butt out the window. And I happened to smoke, and I said, is it this one here? I had a cigarette in my hand. And I said, well, it couldn't have been that. It must have been the ash. He said, oh, you can get a $100 fine for that, he said. And then, of course, he proceeded to go through all the papers and all the rest of it. But I get tailed around. I'm sure you do, too.
Don't these guys know that this isn't freedom? I mean, don't they understand that this is bad?
Well, when you have people who've been transitioned from peacekeeping and into law enforcement, and they've been brought up with 20, 25 years of cop shows and TV dramas and SWAT teams and so on, and video games, which are meant for the military, you have a militarized mentality amongst young people who would never get a job in anywhere else, especially the intellect they're hiring.
No, they can't. All they've done is exactly, and they think it's manly to just crack heads and beat people up, and they've simulated murder millions of times on the video games, and now they're going to do it for real. Did you hear about Taser International? They went into a county where three people died after being tasered, And they're suing the doctors and coroners saying you're not allowed now, and the judge is telling them you're not allowed to ever say tasers could hurt someone. They're telling doctors now what their medical rulings can be. I mean, look at the control of that.
Yes, but we are in this kind of totalitarian system right now. This happened in Nazi Germany when the order went out for racial hygiene. And they went around to hospitals, and there's lots of documentaries you can still pull out where they taught it in school and tried to convince the children in the 30s, the ones who were growing up and who would be the guards, etc. They were shown these videos on mental deficiency, and they reworded it and retitled it and so on so that there wasn't really a human being anymore. So through the change of words and law, you couldn't say what murder was murder. You couldn't say genocide was genocide. It was ruled illegal to do so. So it's the same thing that's happening now. They're telling the doctors, put down anything on that certificate, cardiac arrest, whatever.
But, I mean, they're the doctor. It's their profession. They are supposed to make the ruling. And then they say, oh, they didn't die because you tasered them. I'm the judge. And then now Taser says they're going to sue any doctor or any medical examiner that says cause of death was taser, preemptively threatening them. Mm-hmm. And, to their credit, the different associations are freaking out saying, you can't do that. I mean, here it is right here. Judge rules for taser in case of death decisions, Arizona Republic. Chief Medical Examiner Lisa Kohler said the examiner's rightly concluded taser contributed to the deaths and said county lawyers will appeal the judge's ruling. And it goes on to say it is dangerously close to intimidation, says Jeff Jetson, president of the National Association of Medical Examiners. At this point, we adamantly reject the fact that people can be sued for medical opinions that they make. I mean, this is pure intimidation. I mean, everybody knows the tasers are killing everybody, but they say, no, we'll sue you if you say that. Because they admit that they're training cops to shoot us with real guns. This is about torture. Go ahead.
Well, that's true. It is torture. And I think there's probably another reason for it, too, that they're even pushing out the stories and allowing us to hear them, because they're going to bring in even more futuristic weapons, which can do the same kind of damage, even worse damage, without the use of wires and without being within a certain range either.
Well, you're in Canada, where they admittedly, it came out in the news that if you don't have your ticket on you, they taser you for punishment, and the paper said that, and people didn't believe it, and then the police chief came out and said, yes, it's your punishment. Mm-hmm. It, I mean, now, judge, jury, you're going to be tortured with something that has a good chance of killing you. I mean, that is just off the chart, and they're being told it's to keep doing it.
Yeah, they're making a major shift between using techniques of restraint, etc., into techniques of coercion. They're using it as a tool to make someone comply, a compliance tool, rather than something that's only to be used in emergency. So they're gradually changing the meaning of words, as I say, into law to allow themselves to use this kind of weaponry.
Alan Watts, stay there. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Get your take on this. They've got thousands of laboratories with gene guns firing genetics into different species. It's admittedly already given rise to super viruses, super bacteria. They've got giant superconducting super colliders, cyclotrons, hundreds of top physicists and quantum mechanics experts, engineers are saying it could blow the planet up, create a strangelet. I mean, this is the same equations that, you know, created A-bombs and hydrogen bombs 60 years before they had them. 50 years before they had them, we know that people like H.G. Wells were writing about it. So the elite also were very reckless. I mean, they're not gods. They're not invincible. And I really think that they're out of control. I mean, they've got control of us, but I think they're getting very nihilistic, very psychopathic, and a lot of their own writings admit that they're getting very, very decadent and very, very evil. And, you know, the new thrill to them is playing with things that could destroy themselves. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, they go through cycles of this down through history. You'll find this happening every 50 years or so. They got to have some big bloodletting almost. They rise to an incredible degree of even more wealth, more power, and then they become rather careless in the way they handle themselves and what they say to the public. It's only after wars they retreat and they're careful in what they say. They play politics then. But when they really believe they're on the verge of conquering something with a new era, they come out into the open and start to boast. That's also a trait of the psychopath because they have tremendous egos. They cannot keep their mouths shut.
Well, psychopaths, often, I mean, just run-of-the-mill kidnapping people and killing them. At first, they'll kill one person a year, then one person every 6 months, and one person a month, then one person every day. And by the end of it, they're drunk driving with two dead bodies in the car looking for trouble. And notice it's always a local police commissioner it's just craziness.
Yes. And also, psychopaths, once they're caught, regardless if they're mass murderers or serial killers, they'll then love to tell you the world how they did it because they truly believe they're so clever and they think they'll impress the world by revealing how clever they've been and with their techniques.
Well, here's another example since you raised that. super class, the global power elite in the world they are making, David Rothkopf. And he just says here in the book that they're going to take the internet away, how they're going to enslave us, how they're increasing the police, how they're going to take our freedoms, how we're going to have a world government, whether we like it or not. I mean, they are, and he's the head of Kissinger and Associates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They're becoming very open now. They truly believe they've almost, in fact, some of them do believe that they've taken over the world already. It's a matter of just getting the few remaining public who can still think to accept it. And that's the only problem that they have. That they do studies all the time on the general population. They keep the pulse of the population all the time. And they know how Joe Average is going to accept whatever. And it's true what Aristotle said, that revolutions never happen from the base people at the bottom. They need leadership that comes from a middle class. And they're so confident they've wiped out pretty well most of the major middle class. The rest, they do keep tabs on their children, as I say, they dumb them down with Ritalin and so on. And they're pretty sure they can pull all of this off without any problems from the general public, who will simply go along with anything at all.
And it's a cold-blooded way of extincting any resistance in the future to just completely destroy the middle class and then dumb down the few that are left and then go ahead and in an orderly fashion exterminate the majority of us. And a lot of you yuppies think you're part of the elite. You're not. That's another mechanism they use. We'll be back in 1 minute with Ellen Watt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I am somebody who doesn't claim to be the nicest person or the best person in the world. I just have instincts, human instincts, normal instincts. I like to see people do well. I feel good for a neighbor when they've got a fancy car or a good-looking wife. I admire beautiful women. I admire handsome men. I admire people that have beautiful horses or people who paint beautiful paintings. And I, growing up, thought that was normal. I thought everybody else was like that. And so when kids would be mean to me, or people would beat me up when I was a little kid for no reason, or when I found out that the cops dealt the drugs where I grew up and then would still put kids in jail for using drugs that their associates sold them, it would really freak me out. And then I found out there were evil people in the world, but I still thought that everybody else thought like I did. And now I've learned growing up, the elite have given us their view. It's totally envy-driven. It's totally... It's totally about cutting everybody else down. It's totally about being hyper-competitive. But we all fight with each other while the elite basically rule over us. Now, I've gone from the extreme of not wanting to compete with people and always turning the other cheek to where now I realize so much of the public scum, to protect myself, I have to, once somebody makes a move on me, I've got to go ahead and beat them and dominate them and try to knock them out if they keep going after me, just to protect myself, but that's done out of defense. And so I can see the psychology of the elite. They say, look, we have to go ahead and dumb everybody down. They're a bunch of scum, backstabbing rabble. But it's more than that. They actually accentuate all of that and use our weaknesses to bring down society so they can manage us and control us and then finally get rid of us. Alan Watt, your comments on that statement.
Yeah, what you find, and there's been studies done on this, very good studies, even amongst the old communist bloc, they found their leaders had much the same traits as the leaders of the West, being psychopaths, in other words, that's the conclusions they came to. But they also went through history and found out that psychopaths always tend to get to the top in a monetary system based on commerce, because you can get cartels together, you can monopolize whole areas of commerce. And once you do that, you can hold or even create a society that's now held at ransom because you dominate the essentials for what they need. That's what's happened today. They went after all the resources of the world. They've gone after the food. They have five agribusinesses taken over for the food. And now they're after the water supply to get the whole world at their mercy. However, psychopaths also give you a culture which we will adopt, and it's based on competition at the bottom. So we compete and compete with each other like some ancient games that they held in Greece. And, of course, those who get up there showing psychopathic qualities and basically eliminating all competition on their way up, regardless of how they did it, they are accepted into the higher circles. They've proven their worth, as they say. And so we are trying to emulate the psychopath.
Well, let me stop you and just say that I've been around a lot of elitists, and I would imagine you may have, Alan, and they actually openly say, we respect you that fight us. We respect, but listen, one day you're going to want to join us because the scum is so dumb out there, they don't even want your help. I mean, I've had the elite time and time again openly say that to me.
Yes. Oh, yes, and I've had the offers, too, to join some of the associations, even with the United Nations, and other big organizations, and I've turned them down. But that's exactly what they say. They say, you don't fit in there. You don't belong with those people. Those people will tear you to shreds because they don't want to hear the bad news. And unfortunately, to an extent, they are right. However...
Yeah, but they... I mean, listen... They're running child kidnapping rings, as you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the point is they've got all their arguments, but when it gets to the final equation, if we just say, go ahead, be evil, where does it end? Well, it doesn't end.
It doesn't, no.
I mean, it's an acquiescence. Stay there, Alan. I want to talk to you during the break for people listening to the InfoWars.com streams. You can go over there. We're going to have a little behind-the-scenes discussion, and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're live on the cams right now with Alan Watt. In 3 minutes, we'll be back for everybody else. We appreciate everybody. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Alan Watt. We'll also give you his website on the other side of this break.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is one of the two most talked about nations in the Bible? It's only because we don't know our roots, our origins before we settled North America, that ministers and their flocks cannot identify America in Bible prophecy. That knowledge is essential if we are to understand who Jesus is and why he came into human form. He came to confirm the promises made to the fathers of Israel. But who is Israel? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and who we are by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call today while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be opening the phones up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're on the studio line here in Austin, Texas at 512-646-5400. If you have unlimited long distance, 512-646-5400. Questions for Alan Watt. He'll be with us graciously 20 minutes into the next hour. Alan, before we go any further, give out your website, the great audio books, the videos, the work you've done. I was asked on National British Radio a few months ago who I thought one of the best leading minds in this fight was, who doesn't put out bull, but actually covers what he can prove. And I plugged Alan Watt, and I mean that. You're a real treasure. You know, in full wide spectrum analysis of enemy operations. Tell us about some of the things, some of the books and videos you have. Most of it's for free, but people should also buy some of the things you produced because you deserve support.
Thanks. Yeah, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com is the website, and you can see Alan Watt's sentinel.eu as well for transcripts. But I do have some books to sell that I've written, and CDs as well, going through the histories, even to ancient times, on these particular elitist families and how they created religions to control, how they used those religions, always towards the same agenda. They knew where they were going a long time ago, and I put it together from as best I can through talks. And there's also DVDs they can buy where I give special talks on the so-called occultic side or hidden side of this as well, to do with the belief themselves that the elite hold. And they do have their own little belief structure there, their own inner religion. There's no doubt about that.
When we go into overdrive in the next hour, let's spend some time on that after calls. Right now, I want to get more into the genetic engineering, not just what they're doing no doubt all the cures going back over 30 years that they have for every type of cancer you can imagine, while at the same time implanting us with the cancers. I mean, it's admitted, I had guests on last week about it, hundreds of different cancer viruses, 1 in 33 having cancer 50 years ago, now 1 in 3. I mean, it's like getting a cold now. As this gets more and more horrific, I see as a real chink in their armor. If you can explain to the cops and have them go see the documents that their mother or their son or their daughter or they are going to die or have already died from what their masters gave them, maybe that'll make them wake up.
Yes, it's true. The younger you are, the more difficult it is to believe you'll ever die. That's part of the problem. The ones you have to target are the ones who are married, they're a bit older, they've thought about life and death itself, and including their own one day, and that's when you start to think and realize that you are more than just a human being. I think every human being is to an extent sacred, and they start to think about the first and last causes of life. But the very young, of course, that's why they recruit the young for the military. No young person would go into the military thinking that he or she was going to be killed. They would never believe it.
These big tough guys, when their arms and legs are blown off, you know, they cry for mommy and they cry and can't believe they're dying. They're so afraid.
Yeah, it's an impossibility, and that's why they've always used young children. They tried this out in World War I when they were trying to really reduce the population and bring in the League of Nations as a world government. That was the purpose of World War I, well written about by those behind the scenes after the war, and they were putting in men in their 40s eventually. They were running out of young people after sending wave after wave into machine gun fire. The average regiment would last 15 minutes in the field. And they found.
And it turned out they knew that areas weren't even, you know, being defended, or areas didn't even need to be taken. The French and Germans would just send wave after wave after wave. And they found that a 30, 40-year-old, wasn't that they were cowards, they would at least try to avoid the machine gun fire, whereas the 12-year-old child wouldn't.
Yes, and they also came to an understanding on both sides of the trenches, because even the Germans were putting young, older guys in too, and they were too mature. They realized it was all a farce to begin with. They'd fire a few shots over the lines over the heads of the enemy every day just to keep their officers happy. And
then you had psychological tests that came out, and then publicly they started having the paper targets in the 30s and 40s pop up to habitualize you to shoot the image of a person. Then they pioneered the video games, and they've gone from 90% not killing somebody up close to now 95% will kill somebody up close, and now they're your cops, and now they'll kill you. Go ahead.
And they've had 20 years of playing on video games where the only object is to kill as many of the enemy as possible.
Murder simulators.
Yeah, absolutely. This was all planned this way.
They admit it's all planned that way. I mean, that's the thing. This is so diabolical.
Yeah, they needed a generation that would do this. A generation from the 60s, they would not do it. But so they created a generation who would do it. They purpose made, they designed a generation to do exactly this today.
Getting into genetic engineering, what's your info on why they're so madly doing pure research that's so dangerous, and why they're putting GMO food on all the store shelves that they know is killing people en masse, killing all of the lab animals that are fed it? I mean, is that just part of the population control? I mean, is that part of the power trip of... Because we know that all the elitists are obsessed, own their own farms, filter their water. I mean, I guess that's just another little friendly thing they do.
It's definitely to do with making us sicker, to die earlier and to die faster. The death rate now, as you say, is skyrocketing with all these illnesses and diseases. It wasn't enough to have all the viruses in the various vaccines we were given, so they're simply speeding up the process. And they're teaching, it's what's interesting, they're teaching doctors who are just coming out of medical school that one in two dying of cancer is now normal. They have not given any history, even 40 years ago, of particular cancers and how rare most of these cancers were. So they've trained them, too, to think it's all natural. And that's the beauty of intakes in university. You can train every generation a completely different bunch of theories and fake history, if you want. And they won't question it. They think it's all true. There's no reason to question it, really. And so they accept it as well.
And they love their cancer. They love their government.
Yeah.
No, the government couldn't be giving me cancer. I'm a member of the government. I'm an officer. They love me. Oh, I'm a good doctor. I help people. I follow the AMA guidelines. And, of course, the doctor's not involved in that. They don't know the Rockefellers in the 20s spent hundreds of millions of dollars studying where cancer came from. I mean, I remember getting on the air 12 years ago and saying, most cancer is viral, and having top scientists on. And people wouldn't believe me. Now they're teaching you, most cancer is viral, but we have vaccines that will protect you. And then you find out that actually the cancer vaccine massively increases getting cancer. It says on the insert, but they'll never read that.
Yes, and also if you go into CBC, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation archives, org.ca, look at the special report that was done on Dr. Salk. It's old footage they showed on television a few years ago. And in the footage, Dr. Salk says, we knew that the simian 40 virus and many other cancer-causing viruses were in each shot of polio, but we outweighed the risks and went ahead anyway. He said it was worth it. Then he talked to his other technicians, who also knew that they were basically condemning a whole generation to rapidly growing cancers.
And by the way, he's the inventor of the polio vaccine, which we know was a government bioweapon itself. That's now been admitted.
And he was also the top eugenicist for this, the whole American and British Association. He was the man who was writing books before the polio vaccine on the necessity to bring down the population by any means possible, and he comes out as the savior.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, it's funny you mentioned that. We actually played that clip from the CBC last week on the show, and he's laughing. He's going, hundreds of viruses, and he goes, you know what we did? We took the monkeys from the bioweapons labs, and then we grew the vaccine from them. And he starts laughing, and the people with him go, ha, 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 and they all start laughing. Oh, it's so, because, hey, having a big house isn't power. Having a fancy car isn't power. Killing all those people. Ooh, ooh. You know, I'll never forget a PBS documentary, probably, it had to be 14 years ago. I wasn't even on air yet. And I'm visiting over my parents' house. I guess it's longer than that. So I was in college. That had to be 15 years ago. And I'm over at their house. PBS is on, and it's a show about Jack Kevorkian before he went to jail. And it was him in New York at a art showing. And I wish somebody would find this tape. And it said Tom Cruise was there, and it showed all these supermodels. And these beautiful women were walking up going, oh, my, giggling and, like, rubbing on his jacket. And he was like a rock star, and they were looking at his paintings. And he was saying, I painted this in my own blood. This is oil. This is blood. And it was demons eating babies as they came out of women's wombs. And it was shocking art. It made me step back. I mean, it was very powerful art. And they were all going, ooh, 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 jumping, because it's so much, oh, ooh, ooh. I mean, it's just fun. It's fun that they did this to my grandmother, who's on crutches at 84 years old, that it ate most of her nerves, and that she almost died and was in there with an iron lung. It's fun, isn't it? Isn't it fun, Alan?
It's
ooh,
just amazing.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Amazing. And also, it's a resurgence of the art that was shown in the 1930s. It was called the New Man, and all the Western countries, including Germany, were part of that, and they were pushing what they called the New Man at that time, the man to come, the Superman. And it didn't start in Germany. It started actually in England and in the United States. And there's an art exhibition coming up in Ottawa in June to show you all of this art, and that's exactly what it looks like. You have these characters with they're like big gladiators, with demons hanging on to them and so on, and even giving birth from their own wombs. Because the new man, by the way, the kind that they're going to bring in the future, is going to be self-replicating, a form of hermaphrodite. And oddly enough, I was reading in the paper just today that some scientists have just done that very thing. They've actually created a hermaphroditic embryo. And have been told to destroy it. But they didn't.
Yeah, stay there. Alan Watt, we're going to do a segment during the break right now. If you're listening on the Infowars.com streams, to all of our affiliates, everybody else, we'll be right back. Appreciate everybody. And your phone calls are coming up as well at 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Your phone call's coming up at 512-646-5400 and 1-800-259-9231. Alan brought up how they're brainwashing the young, how they're training them for law enforcement in school. It starts with betraying your parents. I have it on video. What's in mommy and daddy's cabinet, medicine cabinet? What do the guns look like? Parents, send your children to a predatory demon government. And the cops think it's normal now to do that, but the Soviets were bad 20 years ago because they did, right? Charter school will focus on homeland security, the first high school dedicated to preparing students for the front lines. And the nation's homeland security has gone from theory to planning in Wilmington. The project manager for the Delaware Academy of Public Safety and Security, Newcastle, Anthony Thomas Little, signed a contract with Innovative Schools, a professional firm which will coordinate the mechanisms preparing the school for its eventual opening. Now, before 9/11, they already had Secure Corps, Division of AmeriCorps, training the kids with M16s, weapons, everything, in public schools in Philadelphia to, quote, do warrant service, roundups. That was in the news. So they always tell the town, you're the first to do this. There's also that feeling of elitism. I would go to town after town that had Delta Force there, bribing them and getting them ready for martial law, and I'd go into the SWAT team commander and say, let me guess, they gave you your card and said you were the first, right? Well, here's a video of them 10 years ago. And that would really freak them out that I knew everything they told them. Because they talk to you like little children. Alan Watt?
Oh, they do. They do talk to us like children. They're given lectures on what to say to the public. Every division of every governmental department today has a PR team, and their job is to soften everything in a childlike fashion and decide how much you will be told and what you will not be told. And that goes for even for your local police. Everyone goes through PR spokesmen today that are basically lawyers. Yeah.
Well, here's an example. I went down to the SWAT team's office because I'd already been at the county commissioner's, and they had one of their guys come in and threaten me, so I'd set a cowering. I went right to the commander and said, don't do that. I'm allowed to come in here and speak. I'm not intimidated. And he said, oh, look, we're all good guys. I'm a Vietnam vet. And he had Oklahoma City bombing video on the shelf behind him. And I said, Delta Force will be here soon for a martial law takeover drill. They want to co-opt you and give you money. And he said, no, they're not. That's illegal. And laughed at me. 2 years later, he calls me in his office and says, here's their card. Everything you said's true. Guess what? They had him bugged or something. He was fired 2 weeks later.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And this is standard, too. You see, you'll find that the Club of Rome, one of the big think tanks that makes up policy for the future, they're the guys who dreamed up the global warming scam and admitted it in their own book, The First Global Revolution.
Oh, yeah. They just republished that, though, 2 months ago, where Haas says it's all fake, but we use it to, quote, make humans the enemy.
Yes, that's correct. And so mankind is the enemy to the environment. And they said during warfare, people do what they're told, so they're more cohesive. And we can get our agenda through then. We work together in a wartime situation. So they have to get a global-type war going. So they use these techniques for sure, and it never really fails the way it's put over. They use Madison Avenue. They use the big marketing companies to market ideas via the news, via news clips and so on. They even pay newspapers to write proactive, as they call them, talks or pieces.
Oh, yeah, they take our money. They take hundreds of billions a year and put it into fake news.
Oh, yes. They soften everything, and they must sell it to the public. They've just been told, in fact, from Bush to start writing positive success stories on NAFTA and the integration of the Americas. So find the good few stories.
There is a problem, though. There is a problem, though. Mm-hmm. And that's that the public isn't sophisticated and doesn't know how they're being lied to, but they all know the government's criminal. They all know it's dangerous. Everybody has this feeling of danger. The psychological warfare experts know that we have a sixth sense, and so an instinctive survival mechanism. Everybody mm-hmm. knows we're in danger, so they try to put in front of that and say, you feel upset because of Al-Qaeda, and people feel the fear, and they go, yeah, there's something real. What they don't understand is their fear is of the globalist. Do you understand what I'm saying, Alan?
Yeah, it's called transference. They do transference. Yeah.
Stay there. I want to know about transference during the break, and then I promise your phone calls will, David, and many others on the other side of this quick break, 1-800-259-9231, 512-646-5400. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
There might still be time, folks, to turn this around. I'm begging you. Wake up. For those of us that aren't psychopaths, it's very painful to watch him tear children out of people's arms. It's very painful to know they've given each and every one of us the DNA implantations that will give us cancer. It's very painful to know that they've robbed me of my innocence. And I'm here to rob you of yours. Because if you continue to be in denial, they're going to be able to have their way with you. So I'm sorry that childhood is now ending. But I need you to consciously break your conditioning now. I need you to consciously realize that very serious people have you in their crosshairs. I'm tired of all the autistic children having their lives ruined. I'm tired of watching the globalists have their way with us. I want to change it. That's why I'm risking my life. This isn't about having my name be known. It's not about being a big shot. It's not about being a filmmaker. It's about survival. It's about me being a natural human being that resists tyranny and an attack on my species and an attack to alter my species and to experiment on my species by a malfunctioning subgroup who are like a cancer. They are a cancer. They think they're dominant, they're controlling because they're willing to take over, dominate societies, feed on societies. They think it's their right to rule us. They think they're the elite because they can race through the body politic. No, it's because they're malfunctioning. It's because they are psychopathic that they're able to do this because the rest of us have default switches against doing what they do because we're part of the species, not this aberrant malfunction. Alan Watt, and I'm going to go back to Will and others.
Yes. Well, it's true. There's no doubt about it. And this is one of the things that Davenport put in charge of this particular Cold Spring Harbor investigation said. He said, until we deal with the eradication of the inferior types, he said, unless we do this, he says, they will eventually take over and they will take control of the world, and we shall lose control. That's what he said in his own writings.
And Dr. Watson, the head of the human genome, just had to leave for making similar comments.
There's no doubt. They're all part. They've never changed, never ever changed any of their thinking on this whole agenda and the reasons why they think they must do it. There's not one part of it where they've softened at all.
I want to go back to the calls. Will, you had another comment. Go ahead. Then we're going to go to AJ.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, in the recent book that's been published called Dr. Mary's Monkeys, Dr. Mary Sherman was the cancer research scientist in the 60s that was working on they were using a particle accelerator somewhere in New Orleans to make this fast-acting monkey virus cancer formula, a cocktail that they wanted to supposedly use on Castro at that time. And she was mysteriously murdered and found in her apartment with her arm burnt off. And, well, anyway, the book is very interesting, gives a lot of theory and a lot of information. They talked about the monkey viruses that were used in the Salk and the Sabin vaccine. The author makes it sound like, you know, by accident because of sloppy research.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of Americans accidentally got SV40. But when you listen to Salk and read the research, and I see the studies, like all the time you'll hear, oh, a vaccine was contaminated, and that's because it, you know, would accidentally go ahead and just kill you or make you have a convulsion. Ooh, it was too obvious. They recall it. Then you can read the rundown on what the regulators said was in there, and it'll be, you know, just in one vaccine, 27 different cancer viruses. Then it'll say, I mean, there are cancers now that are like purple yogurt that spill out of your nose. There are cancers that, you know, eat your liver. There are cancers that, I mean, it's thousands of new ones. Cancers that didn't exist are now spreading everywhere.
Yeah.
Alan Watt, you want to comment on this?
There's no doubt at all about this. As I say, during World War II, they had so many of these particular viruses perfected. They could grow them in an hour from scratch and introduce them in various means. And they could also target when in your age group that would eventually come out and manifest in you, depending on your hormonal level, etc. So if they want you to die at 40... as soon as your hormones start to decline, this would kick in and take over. So it actually had them time released to an extent, according to your physiology.
Yeah, by the way, I've played clips of Dr. Salk and all of this, and people want, quote, evidence. Just Google it. Start searching it. But I remember reading 6-7 years ago when I really researched this, I'd always heard it and seen pieces, where the Rockefeller Foundation in the 20s and 30s cornered a cancer treatment and then literally isolated it was viruses and then had them spread, had them put in the vaccines, had them put in water supplies. I mean, these are bastards, folks.
It's even worse than that because I was going through the history of the Rothschild family and the two children at the beginning, the turn of 1900, both had written small booklets on the ways to spread contagious diseases amongst the poor. They were fascinated by how disease could be transmitted by parasites and so on, like lice and all that. And here's two children, 12 years old and 10 years old, writing books on this. And they just happened to be Rothschilds. Now, what was the fascination? Until you got into understanding, these are the economists of the world. They're not just bankers. They project the future many generations into the future.
They're the great architects. They are the architects. They design the whole hell world we live in.
Yeah, they look upon the whole human herd. And that's what they call it. It's a human herd. And as a farmer looks upon his cattle.
That's why I want the police to know you are the biggest joke to them. They hate you. They don't care about you. The military. Mm-hmm. Let's go to AJ in Arizona. Thanks for holding, AJ. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alice. Great. It's great to speak to you and Alan both. But I just wanted to weigh in on the mind control. In the early 90s, 1993, I was part of the Army's test program for NLP. And the problem with that program was it backfired on them, and it was all pivotable around the pillar three of NLP. Anybody who studies and understands NLP knows there's four pillars. And what they didn't account on was that we would all, at the time, we were all classified as eagles. In other words, we took our oath to the Constitution, and that's we honestly believe that we were protecting, you know, the Constitution. And what NLP enabled us to do was actually create a crossover matching group in November of 1994.
Explain to listeners what that term means.
Well, the crossover matching was basically we became a mastermind of truth. And so what they didn't implement in was all the black ops and any of the...
But go back to the other term you were using.
Which one, Alex?
The NLP?
Neuralistic programming. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I should back up then.
Neuro-linguistic programming, yeah.
Neuralistic programming is just it's a manner of organizing your thoughts and being in control of your own mind. If you will, Alex, it's the basic form of...
No, I mean, I understand
freedom.
What it is, but for the listeners out there, they teach them this in advanced, Olympic-level sports. It's like preparing your mind, setting different parameters, trying to focus and control and literally give your brain orders so that you can then carry out the task, and then that gets... But really, that's the first step into mind control. And for those that don't know, we've had General Stubblebine on, who ran this one of the projects where they tried to kill goats with their minds at Fort Bragg and mind control, and he thought it was for good. But Stubblebine, I think, was there a little bit before you were there in '93. Is that the program you're talking about?
Yes, and it all came to a head, and this is key, is in November of 1994, when our operational detachment was sent to Kuwait to bolster Saddam's southern movement, President Clinton came to give a speech, and they actually grounded all American forces and troops. And I believe it was because there was a potential mutiny at the time, and he was actually booed off stage. And I think once the generals realized that in the fall of 94 and actually in the spring of 95, they began a genocide of eagles in the spec ops. And that's why you see...
Well, we know they killed the top admiral in his office, shot him in the chest. They killed a bunch of other officers. I know there was a rebellion in 94, 95, 96. They killed a bunch of people. But also, now that's why they hire the former Latin American death squads. That's why they hire aggravated felons. I'm sure you know about that now, how they're just bringing in the foreigners, not as foreign divisions of troops, but integrating them into the force.
That's true. But what they failed to realize is that all those eagles just became emboldened. I mean, when you talk about a mindset, look at Luke, we are changed. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and we are here. And what I'm trying to tell you, Alex, is that people can empower themselves with NLP, and if they would just take a look at those four pillars, once you make it to pillar four, nobody can stop you. If you don't understand NLP when you're watching CNN and all the news programs, if you don't actually plug your ears, you're actually being codec'd. Whenever they repeat their question three times to a public official, and he repeats the question three times, that third time, if you don't plug your ears, you're codecing it into your brain.
Yeah, let me explain this to people out there that don't know. At the University of Texas, down the street, what I was allowed to see by a friend of mine that's very high level there, I'll just say that, he wouldn't let me into the monkey control rooms or other things where it was hooked into cameras across town and out in Bastrop, out at the monkey farm, but... An entire floor was just how to flicker TV sets for primates, and it was DARPA documents. He showed it to me. He said, "I'm allowed to show you this, Alex." This, and the program was publicly how to flicker the TV to control our mind, put you in a mesmerized state, then repeat the questions. Alan Watt, comment on this.
This was known as when they first gave television to the people, and that's why it was given that particular sequence of flicker rate, and they found initially the people who were potential epileptics and perhaps had never had a seizure before would have seizures when it started to do that rollover.
Remember Pokemon? In the mid-1990s, causing hundreds of thousands to have convulsions globally?
Yes, and then it was admitted, too, that the men who designed that particular game worked for the military-industrial complex. So it was a test on the minds of young children. Everything that we are given electronically, really, today... has an ulterior purpose.
That's crossover matching, Alex. That's the implementation of crossover matching. Just like when you've got a police officer that approaches you on a stop. If he's calm, cool, and collected, what he's trying to do is that he has evil intent. But if you've got a cop that comes running up on you and he is ostentatious and he's definitely has a confrontation set in mind, that the best thing that you can do is actually just stay calm, cool, and collected, and you can cross over match and actually control his mind. And I know plenty of cops myself, Alex, and let me tell you, I'm waking them up, not by one or two or three. I'm talking of hundreds at right now. So I just wanted to call and let you guys know, kudos, keep moving, and definitely we have eagles everywhere.
Oh, I know that, but the globalists understand that. That's why there's no telling what they're going to do.
You're going to see a major changeover in a lot of the security companies as well, and you're going to see a lot of foreigners come in. I think you're picking up on that, but, you know, we all want it to happen overnight. This country wasn't built overnight, and we're not going to take it back overnight. So,
well, I know a lot of people in the military. I mean, 76% or 77%, I forget, of the donations to Republican candidates went to Ron Paul. I mean, we know the police say 98% in polls are pro Second Amendment, but they'll still take somebody to jail because the vendor gave the guy, you know, liquor lemonade for his kid on accident. I mean, the cops say they know, but they still follow orders.
So true, and they should have also arrested that vendor that distributed alcohol to a minor as well.
My point is that they've somehow conditioned government people to, like, switch off their own thinking process.
Right, and exactly, and in the early 90s, they just made us too smart, and so I think they realized that, but they were thousands of troops too late at that point, and so I think that's why the Clinton administration failed.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, this is mainstream news. For people listening who don't believe this went on, it's a huge program, and I know it was cut back in the mid-90s. I mean, what were they doing, like hooking you up to computer screens, virtual reality, different programs? Were they using drugs in the program you were in?
There was no drugs. It was actually all mind control, and we talk about crossover matching. That's where you actually monitor the heart rate, and you monitor the body movements, and you go through repetitive motion. If, for lack of better words, it's like synchronized dancing, only it's synchronized fighting and killing at that point. And so once you implement a person committing a crime or committing a death at that point, which is a huge threshold. Probably the biggest indoctrination at that time in that program was the ability to actually kill somebody. That people don't realize psychologically and morally and soul.
Most people have exactly
that threshold.
Most people have a built-in, even like large elephants fighting, bull males, it's in all mammals. They hold back a little because it would be bad for the species to be always killing each other. And then with predator species, especially with your own species, even sharks tend to have a disconnect with attacking each other. To go over that point and kill your own, it's not that you're a wimp. Your brain has a governor, and the natural-born killers don't have that governor. I'm not even saying they're a psychopath, but people who get in a fight who immediately, like anybody, even a scrawny guy walking down the street, if they totally unleashed on you, would kill you pretty quick. Whereas most people hold back. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. And once you harness the mind, it's the most powerful weapon in the universe. And I know that you drive this home every day, is that there's definitely a war on your there's a war going on every day for everyone's minds. And once you can actually implement true freedom, which is control over your mind to make decisions and process information, then you're just a slave. You're just a slave to the system. You might just wear earplugs everywhere you go and blinders, because you will be controlled.
That's it. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I always say, folks, don't let your children watch TV. You better indoctrinate them, or the government is. People say, well, I'm not going to indoctrinate my children. Well, if you don't, somebody else is. If you don't program that brain like you're supposed to, somebody else, and you got to program it to recognize programming. And yeah, that's why I don't watch TV, because it's so upsetting. The programming is so angering. It has the opposite effect with me. Alan, can you watch television? Does it make you get upset?
No, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It's so obvious to me what they're doing. It doesn't matter what you turn on. It's very obvious immediately what they're doing, yeah.
But, I mean, does it agitate you like it does me, or you just don't?
It does. It does, especially when you haven't watched it for years, and you realize that they're actually gearing this towards what now are an adult audience, and yet I would have to say I'd be a child if I accepted what they were telling me in that fashion. They're talking down to the public now as though they're children. But most of the public don't know. They've watched television every day and haven't noticed the changes.
They've been habitualized.
Yeah.
All right, we've got another 30 minutes or so with Alan Watt. give out his website on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to continue our discussions during this break right now. If you're listening on the InfoWars.com streams, you'll need to listen there during the overdrive to hear the show. We'll be right back with Alan Watt.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
If you think I'll sit around, ladies and gentlemen, you only live one life. If you're not in control of your mind, they are in control of your mind. Period. All right, we're going to end the main transmission in about 4 minutes, and I apologize to other Genesis callers. If they call in right now on 512-646-5400, I will make sure they get in line because they called in first. 512-646-5400. Call in on that right now, and we'll get to you there. We're going to do 30 minutes, 40 minutes, maybe an hour in overdrive, as long as Alan Watt can give us. The only place to listen, though, and Alan, go ahead and take about a three-minute break. We're going to call you right back now. I want to thank you. We're going to take a break and come back and start an overdrive that's just on the internet at InfoWars.com. You got to go to those audio streams to listen to Alan Watt. Or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can watch online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's a 15-cent-a-day membership or listen for free at InfoWars.com. Before I end this global transmission on the main network, I want to thank the sponsors, affiliates, everybody. And some of those sponsors are Interfood, Aloe's, and eFoods Direct. And I want you to check out all their banners on InfoWars.com. eFoods Direct is just the best storable foods company, 27 years in business. I don't know what's coming in the future, but I know it's serious. You got to be self-sufficient. Food and water is number one. They can cover you on all of that. Give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, or the big fat banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, there's Aloe's, ladies and gentlemen, and that's from the big company that you can check out on a banner that's at InfoWars.com, New Vitality. Again, very proud to have these folks, very well respected. They don't claim a bunch of magic cures, or, you know, they don't sell plastic pyramids that'll magically heal you and all this baloney. It's just good, high-quality herbs and vitamins and minerals that are known to have good health effects, like Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. It's going to really flush out your GI tract, really good for you. Give them a call, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. And in closing, Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none. Go to InfoWars.com, and you can get 10% off by linking through there off the Inner Health Botanicals on InfoWars.com. Or tell them Alex Jones sent you to get their healthy coffee, their healthy cocoa, but mainly their green food, their super green food, 20 superfoods. Total absorption, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Dole scallop, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, interfood.com. The folks at Interfood, the folks at Aloe's, New Vitality, eFoods Direct, they make it all possible. I want to thank John Harmon, doing a great job on the main Genesis show that now comes to a conclusion. Back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We go into overdrive with Alan Watt, who's been kind enough to stay with us. He's going to get into the occult beliefs of the elite on the other side. Riveting info. Got to go to InfoWars.com to listen, or PrisonPlanet.tv to watch right now. Transmission continues at InfoWars.com. That's the coordinates. We'll see you there in 1 minute. Stay with me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.